When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. It's the David Knight Show.
As the clock strikes 13, it's Monday, the 27th of October, year of our Lord, 2025. Well, over the weekend, we had Donald Trump decide that he's going to punish Canada for an ad. And again, it only underscores, as I tweeted out, how much this guy hates free speech. You disagree with him, he's going to shut you down, just like Ursula Fond of lying. And of course, he doesn't like debates. We saw that when he was running for president. He dodged them all. Don't want to have any questions about that. Well, he then moved to say that the ad was lie, in the same way that Lala Harris's CBS interview, 60 Minutes, was supposedly a lie. It's not. And we're going to have a debate today between Ronald Reagan and Donald Trump. I wonder who will win. And we're also going to take a look. Soy Boy Bessent was on the Sunday talk shows, and he was asked about what is being done to the farmers. And, of course, this guy said, I'm a soybean farmer myself. Yeah, the same way that Bill Gates is. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Well, Trump had another tariff tantrum. This time, this is the way he does his policy. It just shows that this is not about economics. This is not about even picking a particular industry and helping it to succeed by giving it protectionism, helping it to succeed temporarily, I should say. No, this is simply about his ego and his tantrums. And so he saw an ad he didn't like, and so he broke off negotiations with Canada, you know, the people that give us all of our fentanyl. And so he said that this ad is fake. It says, it's not fake. His lies are fake. And so he broke it off and said 10% tariff. You know, just like he got angry with China a couple of weeks ago and he jacked it up to 100%. But he had gotten angry with them once before and jacked it up to 140%. It's taco time again. Trump escalated his trade war with Canada Saturday, announcing a 10% hike on tariffs after blasting Ontario's anti-tariff ad campaign as fraudulent, and accusing the U.S. neighbor of misusing Ronald Reagan's legacy. Did you realize that that is a crime in the U.S. code? Well, no, actually it isn't. He just makes this stuff up because he's the dictator, right? The law comes out of his mouth, and so that's a crime right there. So he said Canada had been caught red-handed using selective audio and video of Reagan's 1987 radio address, an absolute lie. Trump is lying up one side and down the other, and he knows that his supporters will support him in that. Because of their serious misrepresentation of the facts, and because of this hostile act of, you know, free speech, I am increasing the tariff on Canada by 10% over and above what they are paying now. I guess that's one of the things that bothers me the most, is his reflexive hatred of free speech, of its criticism of him. We've seen the same thing for Israel, and now this is him doing this as well. Don't criticize the state of Israel, or, you know, we will do things to you, but take away the gravy train from the federal government, which I'm not in favor of the gravy train. Nevertheless, I'm not in favor of a petulant tyrant who capriciously and arbitrarily sets tariff rates and lowers them, raises them on a whim, and does it all because he can't handle speech. If you can't handle it, get out of the arena. You know, you're a gladiator who whines whenever he's hit. It's just amazing. You know, get your shields up. Trump is nothing other than a North Korea-style tyrant who can't handle the criticism. And he can't and he won't debate. And again, at the bottom of this, who cares what Reagan said about tariffs? Is he the final standard on all this? Seems to me like the Constitution should be. But, you know, this is an economic issue. What Trump does not want to have is a contest between him and Reagan. Because then it shows that Trump is a rhino, a New York City Democrat, tax and spend Democrat, who hates the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. And so that's the real issue. He doesn't want to be pitted against Reagan. So he lies about all this. This is the radio address to the nation on fair and free trade from Ronald Reagan. I'll read from it, and then I'll play you the commercial and see if you think that it was a misrepresentation. So he says that the Prime Minister of Japan will be visiting him at the White House in the next week. It's important because we're going to take up our relations, and we've just had tariffs and other issues with Japan, and here's why. As perhaps you've heard, last week I placed new duties on some Japanese products, some, in response to Japan's inability to enforce their trade agreement with us on electronic devices called semiconductors. Now imposing such tariffs on trade barriers and restrictions of any kind are steps that I am loath to take. In a moment, I'll mention the sound economic reasons for this. Over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. But the Japanese semiconductors were a special case. So, let me ask you, does he like tariffs? Does he think they're the best way to run the country's tax system? Again, unlike Trump, Reagan did not like taxes. And so what he's saying is, I don't like trade barriers, but the issue is that we had an agreement, and they violated this agreement on this specific thing. Trump's tariffs are not focused on any industry or any agreement. They're just weaponized against the world. He's just trying to pick fights with the entire world. So these tariffs were specific. They're targeted. It is not what Trump does. He says, but you know, imposing these tariffs are just trying to deal with a particular problem, not begin a trade war, says Ronald Reagan. And yet, that is exactly what Trump is trying to do. Trump wants not just chaos in America. He wants global chaos. He is the number one Manchurian candidate for the globalist. So he says, we're doing this because we feel that both Japan and the U.S. have an obligation to promote the prosperity and economic development that only free trade can bring. So in other words, we impose these as a negotiating tactic because we want them to stop what we consider to be a violation of the agreement and unfair trade practices. We want to get back to a free trade agreement. That's what Ronald Reagan was saying, and Trump is saying just the opposite. The other thing that Trump is doing is he says at the same time, he says, Reagan loved tariffs. He says that. And then later on, he says, well, I wasn't fond of Reagan's tariff policies and his economic policies. I really liked Reagan. You know, he's got to praise Reagan, just like the people when the cattlemen talk to Trump, they've got to praise him and flatter him. But you know, he comes right back at the cattlemen and said, "You're nothing. You didn't build that. I built it." He sounds exactly like Obama. "You'd be nothing if it wasn't for me," he says to the cattlemen. This is why I said Trump is a Democrat. He's a Clinton Democrat, complete with the accoutrements of Jeffrey Epstein. So Reagan goes on, he says, "The message of free trade is one I conveyed to Canada's leaders a few weeks ago. It was warmly received there. Indeed, throughout the world, there is a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition." He says, you see, when someone says, "Let's impose tariffs on foreign imports," it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And on another occasion, and I've got this in the clip that I put together of Trump versus Reagan, on another occasion, he says, sheer demagoguery. Demagogue Trump. He says, and he'll come wrapping himself in the flag. And we've literally seen Trump literally wrap himself in the flag and kiss it. Well, you can kiss the Constitution goodbye with this guy. He finishes up by saying, he talks about how he believed that the Smoot-Hawley Tariffs Act exacerbated the Depression. He said, "In the memory of all this," because he was alive when that happened in the 1930s, "all this occurring back in the 30s made me determined when I came to Washington to spare the American people the protectionist legislation that destroys prosperity." And then he attacks the Democrats in Congress, the Democrats like Trump, who want tariffs. So here is the debate, Reagan debating Trump.
"I don't know. They cheated on a commercial. Ronald Reagan loved tariffs, and they said he didn't. And I guess it was AI or something. They cheated badly. Canada got caught cheating on a commercial. Can you believe it? They cheated on a commercial. Ronald Reagan loved tariffs, and they said he didn't. And I guess it was AI or something. They cheated badly. Canada got
He did not love tariffs.
Can you believe it?
America does not fear free trade because the American people can produce and compete on a par with anybody in the world.
Frankly, Ronald Reagan, you remember, I didn't love his, I thought he was great. I loved his style, his attitude. He was a great cheerleader for our, you know, for the country, but not great on the trade.
I'm a huge fan of Ronald Reagan, but he was bad on trade. Very bad on trade.
But didn't he love tariffs?
Our peaceful trading partners are not our enemies.
This is the actual radio address.
We should beware of the demagogues who are ready to declare a trade war against our friends, weakening our economy, our national security, and the entire free world, all while cynically waving the American flag. The expansion of the international economy is not a foreign invasion. It is an American triumph, one we worked hard to achieve, and something central to our vision of a peaceful and prosperous world of freedom. After the Second World War, America led the way to dismantle trade barriers and create a world trading system that set the stage for decades of unparalleled economic growth. Yes, back in 1776, our founding fathers believed that free trade was worth fighting for, and we can celebrate their victory, because today, trade is at the core of the alliance that secure the peace and guarantee our freedom. It is the source of our prosperity and the path to an even brighter future for America. Until next week, thanks for listening, and God bless you.
But I can play dirtier than they can. Well, you know, it's a crooked ad. I heard he's airing it. Canada, that's why I pulled everything. Canada, they did a crooked ad. They know it was Ronald Reagan loved tariffs.
Make up your mind, crook.
I heard they were pulling the ad. I didn't know they were putting it on a little bit more. They could have pulled it tonight. Well, that's dirty playing. But
when it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I can play dirtier than they can.
We should beware of the demagogues who are ready to declare a trade war against our friends, weakening our
like
economy,
Trump,
our national security, and the entire free world, all while cynically waving the American flag.
Yeah, little puppet, who's pulling the strings, right? The little Pinocchio puppet. They play dirty. I can play dirtier too. I'm going to throw some diaper stuff at them. Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Well, I'll play actual. This is the ad that Canada put together, and you look at it after I've told you what Reagan said, and you've seen the clips from his radio address, and you know what his policies were, and you know what Trump's policies are. Is this a dishonest ad?
When someone says, "Let's impose tariffs on foreign imports," it looks like they're doing the patriotic thing by protecting American products and jobs. And sometimes for a short while it works, but only for a short time. But over the long run, such trade barriers hurt every American worker and consumer. High tariffs inevitably lead to retaliation by foreign countries and the triggering of fierce trade wars. Then the worst happens. Markets shrink and collapse, businesses and industries shut down, and millions of people lose their jobs. Throughout the world, there's a growing realization that the way to prosperity for all nations is rejecting protectionist legislation and promoting fair and free competition. America's jobs and growth are at stake.
And they're exactly right. As Reagan said, the founders understood that. You know, they talked about having peace and trade, not entangling alliances in Europe. We need to get out of NATO. We need to get out of these tariffs and sanctions that are destroying not only our economy and other economies, but it's also destroying the dollar system that has been their superpower. Their ability to be able to just conjure up dollar signs everywhere and pay for everything. They're destroying even that. It is a whether it's planned or not, it is a suicide move. Even for Washington, it makes no sense. Trump said he's slapping an additional 10% tariff on Canada after the government of Ontario ran what he said was a fraudulent TV advertisement. Again, this is very much like his punishment for criticizing anti-Netanyahu speech. And it's also very much like his lawsuit against CBS 60 Minutes over the Lala Harris interview. And again, they put out the entire interview so that people could see that there was absolutely nothing there. Trump got a large settlement from them personally, millions or tens of millions of dollars, because the owner of CBS wanted to sell and because Trump was using the government in a corrupt way to hold up that sell so that he could coerce them into settling with him for his own personal benefit. He has done so many things in this, what is it now, 9 months of office that he ought to be genuinely impeached for. It's just, it would be a long, long rap sheet if you were to put this out. Yeah, they came against him with impeachment charges over nonsense. This time, these are all very substantive, very important things that he needs to be impeached for, beginning with corruption. The sole purpose, he said, of this fraud, he puts it in all upper cases, was Canada's hope that the U.S. Supreme Court will come to their rescue on tariffs. Well, he is the fraud. He is the liar. He is the tyrant. Because of their serious misrepresentation of the facts and this hostile act, are we talking about projection here? The person who's misrepresenting the facts, who can't make up his mind whether Reagan loved tariffs or was wrong on tariffs, and the person who just arbitrarily and capriciously slaps 10% on the entire country because he doesn't like an ad that was done locally in Ontario. He says, I'm increasing the tariff on Canada by 10% over and above what they're paying now. A petulant tyrant. Exactly why we should not have one person make these decisions. That's not the system that the founders left us. And so as all of that is happening, you've got people falling in line to defend Trump. And as a matter of fact, I think this AI speech is basically, it's not somebody talking with a Guy Fawkes mask on. They've animated the Guy Fawkes mask to match the speech. And you listen to this, and I'm absolutely certain this is done by some government bot for Trump.
They thought they could get away with it. They thought no one would notice. The government of Canada specifically...
You thought you could lie about what Reagan said, didn't you?
...his voice, his image, and his words, and twisted them.
They spliced
together pieces of his 1987 address, turned it into an anti-tariff message, and broadcast it internationally, without permission from the Reagan Foundation or the Reagan family. That's not free speech.
They don't need that. It's public.
Propaganda. It was a deliberate attempt to manipulate public opinion... To undermine
and doing this and using the Guy Fawkes mask is a deliberate deceptive opinion. They are not anti-establishment. These are people that are the most establishment.
Operation aimed at the American people.
Yeah, this disgusts me. This is where we are. This is where the dishonest Trump administration is. They go out and say, well, let's be cool. Let's animate a Guy Fawkes mask and look like we're anti-establishment. I read you the speech, parts of it, because, you know, when you're going to do a one-minute ad, you're going to have to edit it. And that ad was not edited deceptively. It made the points that Ronald Reagan was making. It didn't go into all the detail that he had about the negative effects of protectionism on war and global economy and our own economy. But it was very honest in terms of representing Ronald Reagan. And they keep falling back on that because, you know, when you look at these guys, this is now what MAGA has turned into. This is a cartoon, Ronald Reagan at a coffee shop having a cup of coffee. And the red-hatted MAGA guys, and they look like a bunch of communists now, that they've got their uniforms and their red hats, saying this is modern conservatism, where Reagan is a commie and Putin is the hero. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up, doesn't it? So... Reagan in the ad said that tariffs may seem patriotic, but ultimately they hurt every American worker and consumer and inevitably lead to retaliation from foreign trade partners. And again, he also said demagogues will wave the flag and wrap themselves in it while they're doing it. The Ronald Reagan Presidential Foundation Institute pushed back on this ad. And again, you can see the ad yourself, and there was... A community notes on there saying, yes, this is honest. This is exactly the way that Reagan framed the debate. And yet, the Reagan Presidential Foundation Institution is just like the rest of the GOP. They become fearful sycophants of this lying president. They've lost their principles. They have no spine. They've just become functionaries. The Reagan Presidential Library, no different from Mike Johnson. And the little mouse people like him. The Reagan Foundation said the ad relied on selective audio of the ex-president. Anytime you edit something, you're going to have to necessarily cut things out. It still, does it change the meaning, or you just have to cut this down from a 10-minute speech to a 1-minute speech? It's ridiculous. Again, Trump set that precedent in that lawsuit with CBS 60 Minutes. And it's important when Trump does this stuff It's not just that it's corrupt. It's not just that he weaponized the government so he could win a personal lawsuit. But he's lying, and he's set this precedent that, well, if you edit anything, even if we give you the full audio or video afterwards, then I'm still going to come after you because you did some editing. This is beyond ridiculous. This is a contempt for free speech, contempt for the free press, and fear of debate, which nobody embodies this more than Trump. I've never seen a presidential election since they started doing these debates where you had an incumbent dodge every single debate. And that's true of both Biden and Trump. These guys just can't debate. They had one with each other, but you can see why they would dodge it. All trade negotiations with Canada hereby terminated, all uppercase. The 10% tariff hike adds to the 35% broad tariff on most Canadian goods and industries like steel and auto parts, and that's going to hurt us as well. Again, you know, people in America, we're not that vertically integrated that we have everything. You can say that's something we should aspire to. Okay, fine. Except that's not the reality. So you don't just cut everything off and then tell people to, you know, pull yourself up by your bootstraps. So they already have a 25% tariff in place. And there is also a 10% tariff on Canadian lumber. So now this is just across the board in a tariff tantrum because he doesn't like the ad, because the ad was a bit too on the point and honest. I guess they could say that they were over the target. Trump has said that tariffs have been a key negotiating tool for him since returning to the White House earlier this year. Yeah, it's bringing chaos to the global economy. Because it's not just that he can't make up his mind. The way he's doing this as a negotiating tool is actually the dumbest aspect of his tariffs that there is. He'll be defended on that. Well, you know, he's just using that as a negotiating tool, and then he pulls it off. Yeah, but the net result of that is to make even more chaos in every single industry. As I said about the farmers, they're complaining. They said, we need to have a stable environment. We need to know what the prices are going to be. And as I said last week, that's the entire reason why they created the Chicago Board of Trade. And he is single-handedly destroying all of that. Nobody knows what anything is going to be because it's all up for grabs and negotiations, and it's all a taco. So he always chickens out. He's spending and blowing the economic power that he has, just like Biden did. Yeah, Trump says they cheated on a commercial, and another person put this as Republicans against Trump. Trump, they cheated on a commercial. Ronald Reagan loved tariffs, and they said he didn't. It was AI or something. They cheated badly. Canada got caught cheating on a commercial. And they said, Trump is lying. The ad used is Reagan audio of him speaking against tariffs, and they have a link to it. But here's the issue. Even if they did a bad commercial, is that grounds for some dictator to arbitrarily impose these tariffs? No, it isn't. Just like the issue with the drug stuff. If those people were doing drugs, if they were transporting drugs, there is still no justification for killing them first without due process. There's not even a law that makes what they're being killed for doing. There's not even a law that says that is a death penalty if you gave them due process. This is the way he operates. Now, this is what I said. On Twitter, I said, the Trump tariff tantrum against Canada shows his contempt for free speech. The fact that he continually retaliates against countries using tariffs shows that this is not about economics, and it's not about trade. It's about his tantrums. He won't, or he can't, debate, as we saw during his campaign. You're right, you shouldn't fear debate or have to resort to censorship, if you're right. The ad was not deceptive. Trump's lies are deceptive. Ron Smith said, Trump says Canada cheated on the commercials and lies that Ronald Reagan loved tariffs. He says the original video of Ronald Reagan is probably AI. The man has overstayed his welcome. 25th Amendment time. Well, I don't...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Think that he's incompetent mentally for the 25th Amendment, but I do think that he ought to be impeached over and over again. This guy is a criminal. The crimes that he's committed, quite frankly, are much worse than the crime of coming across the border. We should deport him. Round this guy up. It's far more consequential. And of course, he's keeping in place the programs that pay the people who come across the border as well. Trump says Reagan loved tariffs, and they used AI to make him, but they didn't. Let's not become immune to how easily and blatantly Trump lies. That's absolutely true. Well, I've said most of this. It was local government of the province of Ontario. And Trump got really upset about it because they continued to play the ad through the World Series. That's why he considered it to be a hostile act. Maybe he should ask himself why Canadians are booing American teams in hockey, for example. Why is that happening? That's never happened before him. Because of their serious misrepresentation of the facts, he said, and a hostile act. The tariffs are the hostile act. The misrepresentation of the facts are what Trump is saying. So, again, it was Ontario Premier Doug Ford said that the ad campaign would be put on hold starting Monday so that trade talks can resume. He said, our intention was always to initiate a conversation about the kind of economy that Americans want to build and the impact of tariffs on workers and businesses. I guess we've achieved our goal, having reached U.S. audiences at the highest level. Again, the Streisand effect. Trump can't handle debates, right? You want the truth? He can't handle it. He can't handle the truth. Mr. Trump claimed that Ontario officials had indicated the ad was to be taken down immediately. And they didn't take it down immediately. They put it on during the World Series game. The president claimed Ontario's government allowed the ad to run on Friday during the World Series between the Toronto Blue Jays and the LA Dodgers, knowing that it was a fraud, he said. In an interview with Face the Nation on Sunday, Scott Bessent accused the province of Ontario of spending up to $75 million on the ads, calling it propaganda. You could say that about any political ad that you disagree with. You're going to call it propaganda, or you're going to call it hate speech, or you're going to call it false, or whatever. We've always had the situation where the answer to that is not censorship, but the answer is more debate. Over the summer, Trump hiked tariffs on the country to 38%, though a large share of goods are exempt because they're covered under Trump's own USMCA agreement. In March, Canada imposed 25% retaliatory tariffs on many U.S. products not covered by the USMCA. But in August, as part of the efforts to reach a deal on tariffs, Canadian Prime Minister Carney said those retaliation tariffs are being lifted. The two nations have yet to reach a deal. And so this is Bessent talking about the Canadian ad when he was asked about it on the Sunday show's Meet the Press he was on.
This week, President Trump abruptly broke off trade talks with Canada and put another 10% tariff on Canada in response to an ad that the government of Ontario ran. It features former President Ronald Reagan. Why is the president setting trade policy based on a television ad he doesn't like?
Exactly right.
Well, Kristen, let's think about this. This is a kind of propaganda against U.S. citizens.
It's speech.
It's psyops. Why would the government of Ontario, I'm told that they've spent the...
It's a psyop, huh?
...planning to spend up to $75 million on these ads to come across the U.S. border. So what was the purpose of that other than to sway public opinion? And, you know, it's some kind of propaganda that the premier of Ontario...
It's actually true.
Launched.
Will the 10% tariffs apply to all Canadian goods, Mr. Secretary?
Kristen, I've been traveling since this unfortunate event happened.
Kristen, I don't know, because this is all just in the mind of Trump.
We'll have to see, but I...
There's no debate. There's no discussion about
terrible,
this.
Terrible judgment.
He didn't ask me, the Treasury Secretary.
You know, who has a bit of a reputation for being a hothead.
No, that's some president, I guess, yeah. Why is the president setting trade policy based on a TV ad he doesn't like? Again, that kind of childish behavior. It really hurt his ego to have somebody show that Ronald Reagan thought he was a demagogue. Ronald Reagan described Donald Trump to a T 40 years ago. He knew exactly how this kind of tyranny would be coming to America. How dare them do a psyop against us, pitting Reagan against Trump? Well, it's not difficult to do. And it was true. And he just shows what a shill he is. You know, every time something happens, conservatives, MAGA conservatives, are always seeing George Soros everywhere. He's the Moriarty of the left, right? He's got his tentacles out there, just like Sherlock Holmes' nemesis. And every time, it's always Soros, Soros, Soros. Do you realize that this guy broke the Bank of England, Scott Bessent did, with George Soros, that he worked for George Soros, that he got involved in nefarious things, and that he is a liar, a scammer, and a Soros partner? And yet MAGA doesn't care. It's another example of the doublethink that they're capable of engaging in. They really can't put two and two together, or will not put it together when it's right in front of their face. So again, he doesn't know what's going to happen, because it's only, you know, the whims of his president. Who knows? Trump is making this up as he goes along, is what he should say, right? And so, again, Ronald Reagan loved tariffs, said Trump. Such a liar. He just can't keep, most liars can't keep their stories straight. That's how they get caught, right? So Ronald Reagan loved tariffs, and yet Ronald Reagan was wrong when he opposed tariffs. You're supposed to hold both of those contradictory statements true at the same time. And MAGA is great at doing that. They are the big problem. And then you've got the guy who is actually advising him on this stuff, Peter Navarro, right, who also, the trade advisor to Trump, repeatedly cited a fictional expert named Ron Vara, which is an anagram of his own last name, in his books, in order to support arguments for protectionist trade policies and tariffs. Who is Peter Navarro? That's right. He was a lifelong Democrat, like Trump, who had run for office. Unlike Trump, he failed multiple times. So Trump, the New York City Democrat, puts in Peter Navarro, the California Democrat, who loves protectionist tariffs, just like the Democrats of Ronald Reagan's day did, puts him in to craft the so-called reciprocal trade acts, which was the biggest bunch of nonsense equation you've ever seen in your life, the coming up of these numbers that they came up with. He is dumber than a sack of bricks. So Peter Navarro, his expert.
Citing a person that doesn't exist named after yourself, that's a very Hunter S. Thompson sort of, you know, we've got
great Trumpian thing.
Gonzo world trade going on. You know?
Well, yeah, Trump did that. Trump called.
There's someone saying it. Who? Well, I mean, it's me, but, you know, someone's saying it.
Trump called in to a radio station. They got the tape, you know, where he's praising himself and saying that he's somebody else, and he's praising himself. It's exactly what Peter Navarro did. So the kind of birds of a feather, just like Trump and Epstein. So He's taking a victory lap because he said he's going to have an agreement with China. We'll see about that. We'll see about that. And we had a lot of agreements, but again, they never last. Nobody can trust them to continue. We got some comments here, Travis.
Yes, we do. Steve Evs says, Trump has an ego. I know you wouldn't know it to look at him.
Yeah.
You got to observe him long and hard before you can really see it. Steve Evs says, the East Wing is gone, making room for the elite's ballroom. I didn't know the elites had balls.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm afraid.
Nibiru.
You know, the interesting thing about that, too, is if you look at the pictures of how big this thing is going to be, you know, you have the White House, which is 55,000 square feet, and it's got an East Wing and a West Wing. They're going to eliminate the East Wing, and he's going to build this ballroom. It's going to be 95,000 square feet. It's almost twice as big as the entire White House. It's going to dominate the picture. You know, it's going to be the Trump White House will be a vacuous ballroom. How fitting.
Think of the sock hops they can have,
yeah, that's
though.
Right.
Nibiru 2029, Reagan may have claimed to not like taxes, but he sure liked growing the federal government to bloated proportions.
Yeah, well, I'm not such a fan of Reagan. I mean, what Reagan did with the drug war was just horrific.
He also promised to stop the Department of Education. Never did that.
That's right.
Either.
Yeah, that's right. He never did. Never shut that down. And as we talked many times, Charles Isserby and Phil Schlafly, they were very disappointed in Reagan for backing off on that. And, you know, Ron Paul was one of the first people to endorse Reagan. He endorsed him in 76 against Gerald Ford, who wound up getting the nomination. And he was the earliest and strongest supporter of Ronald Reagan because of what Ronald Reagan said. There's a difference between what somebody says and what they do. And that was especially true of Ronald Reagan. And before Reagan left office, Ron Paul left the Republican Party and resigned. And he quoted, he talked about how Reagan had exploded the deficit. I find what Reagan did with his Attorney General Ed Meese in terms of the war on drugs, I think was one of the worst legacies of Reagan. But, of course, you also had the Iran-Contra affair. His campaign manager was Wild Bill of the CIA, who set up the whole thing with Iran-Contra and extended the captivity of the people there at the embassy that was taken over. He had negotiations with Iran before the election and negotiated with them that not only would they not release the prisoners before the election, but they would not release the prisoners until Ronald Reagan was sworn in. So this CIA creep, Wild Bill Casey, was the one who masterminded all of this Iran-Contra stuff and extended the incarceration of these people in the embassy. Purely, truly contemptible. And again, I'm not saying that Reagan was right. And I, as you know, I have said in the past that if we're going to have taxes, I would rather have a tariff tax, which is like a sales tax, rather than an income tax. However, it needs to be stable. Can you imagine if the income tax rates were just fluctuating on a daily basis? You know, how could anybody do business if all the taxes are constantly changing like that? The issue is the fact that Trump doesn't have a strategy. He doesn't have a number in mind. It is all subject to his whims and his arbitrary, capricious manipulation. And that is disastrous in and of itself. Not only that, but the tariff is a tax that has been added, not replacing the income tax. So all that argument was out the window. But, of course, the MAGA people still foolishly believe that the income tax is going to go away. It's not going to go away. He's telling them, I'm making those tax cuts permanent. Well, you can't make the tax cuts permanent if you don't make the income tax permanent. But they can't put one and one together. You know, 2 + 2 = 5 for these people. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's also amazing that Trump is actually making the tariffs look much worse than they actually are. Mm-hmm. With his...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Extremely inconsistent and random application of it without any direct targeting at a particular industry or product that could actually be manufactured in the U.S. as an alternative. If anything, I would say Reagan should have done more with the tariffs instead of the taxes that we have now. I think of all forms of taxation, tariffs are the optimal form. Like Jefferson, you know, eliminated internal taxation to replace with tariffs. But as you said, the critical thing is it's still just a tax. He's just adding an additional tax.
That's right. And, you know, as I said when all this stuff kicked off, I said Jefferson eliminated all internal taxes, and he could support the government that fit inside the Constitution just by having some import taxes. And then later on in the 1800s, you had protectionist tariffs that were targeted to particular industries that the federal government had determined they wanted to thrive. And again, I'm not for picking winners and losers by the government. But those were strategies. Trump's strategy is simply to use it to attack entire countries. He's not doing this in order to make enough revenue to get rid of the income tax. He's not doing this in order to imagine that he's going to protect a particular industry. He's hurting our own industries. And he's just using this as a weapon to slap people upside the face. That's all that's happening with us. Let's go ahead here.
As Ono Vante, 1776, says, Trump is a New York, martial, status, debt-loving, Fed-loving, military-industrial complex-loving Democrat.
Yep.
The real Octospook. Reagan's tariffs did good for chips / computers / electronics made in America. Today, if made in America, they are unaffordable.
Yeah. Yeah, where is the semiconductor industry business today? Bye-bye. So tariffs did not save the, and that trade agreement did not save it. And look, I worked at Texas Instruments, and I know a bit of what the problem was there, because we had state-of-the-art memory processing in Houston. They did it there because it was a more humid environment, and you know, static electricity is a real big issue for the semiconductors. At least it was then in the early 80s. And yet, they got zero yield out of their production facilities. All of their yield at the time I was there, between 80 and 83, all their yield was coming from their Japanese facilities, simply because the Japanese workers were more careful about what they were doing. They just went out and hired people at kind of minimum wage here in the U.S. and Texas. And they had this real lackadaisical attitude about keeping things clean in the clean room and all the rest of this stuff. And so they're getting zero yield. Their entire global output was coming from Japan. And this is an American company. This is an American company who came up with that design and so forth. So the bottom line is that you got to be able to do the work. And government can't protect you from that. And even this American company needed the manufacturing facilities in Japan because of the difference in attitudes of the workers.
We have iMarty says, got to upload that debate as a standalone and share, share, share.
Yeah, I'll do that. I'll do that. We'll do that today if you can mark it for me and put it up.
Yeah. Wally Walrus, Trump and Reagan have something in common. They are both actors.
That's right. One of them is a lot better actor than the other one, though. Yeah, you know, it's kind of funny. We saw the very beginning of Casablanca this weekend, and you know, they were going to cast Ronald Reagan instead of Humphrey Bogart in that role. Would not have been the same movie at all. But it's kind of funny because Casablanca means White House. So he didn't get the Casablanca role, but he got the White House role later on. It's a bigger starring role, I guess.
He's a much better actor. Trump's just a reality TV star.
Yeah, pro wrestler. Yeah.
Wally Walrus, Trump and Reagan have something in common. They are both actors.
Yeah.
Guard Goldsmith. You know, the other thing about Reagan's statement is that the Japanese push at that moment was on semiconductors, and their central planning ended up destroying the Japanese economy for years after.
That's right. That's right.
Guard Goldsmith, the Japanese banked on semiconductors then. People found ways to make them incredibly cheaply, and the price plummeted, and the Japanese economy tanked.
Yes. Yeah, you know, I was talking about the memory chips, right? Those kind of became a commodity anyway. And so the people who had bet the future on that wound up losing it to really cheap manufacturing in Southeast Asia. Intel survived for many years because they innovated in terms of microprocessor design, but now they're losing out to NVIDIA. And so it really is the intellectual property that's there. It's the ability to be able to adapt. And if you want to have that kind of an environment, the solution is to get regulations and taxes off of people rather than adding them on and you picking who the winners and losers are going to be.
I'm Marty. Responding to Guard Goldsmith says, a lot of Trump central fascistic planning going on now.
That's right.
President Avante, 1776, I'm literally sick of seeing Trump every day. Sign this order, sign that order. Rogue government is a government of orders.
That's right.
Guard Goldsmith, I don't know if you all heard Besson on NBC, but he was like a blind man in a forest totally out to lunch on the tariffs.
Yeah, he hasn't been told anything. I'll have to wait and see.
I'm updating my Truth Social.
I'm the Treasury Secretary, but the President doesn't ask me any questions about that. He just had a temper tantrum. That's what this is all about.
I'm sure we'll all find out at the same time. Guard Goldsmith.
I was traveling, and then when I looked, there was a 10% tariff on Canada. Who knows what's going on?
Yeah. Guard Goldsmith. MAGA didn't like Biden plus un. Pocketing cash via Ukraine or the Clintons making money at their foundations, yet they had no problem when Trump plus pals laughed about making cash off the April tariff stock market crash.
That's right. That's right. That's absolutely amazing what is happening, the grifting that's going on. And Trump Jr. and his drone company is called unreal or unnatural drones or something like that. He's making a killing. And Trump, of course, will be using those products to make a literal killing. But
One giant Ouroboros. It all feeds back into itself. They're all getting rich off death. Epstein Island. Take the Epstein files, for example. Bill Clinton and the Monica Lewinsky scandal was nothing compared with Trump's involvement with Jeffrey Epstein and his penchant for girls on the young side, quote-unquote.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Defy Tyrant 1776. Trump has already proven he can murder millions around the world without any justice or even the slightest amount of resistance.
That's right.
Guard Goldsmith. I suspect that soon Trump will claim that the Founding Fathers were created with AI. That's right. George Washington didn't exist. Fun fact. Made him up. We all made him up. 2005, first image was put on the internet. Steve Ebbs, deport Trump to Israel. That's right. Send him back to the nation he really loves.
Yeah.
The James Mason, 0521. All right, let's send Trump back to Epstein Island with CIA logo of Lolita Express. Epstein Island, the Republicans impeached Clinton over lying about Monica Lewinsky, whereas the Epstein files obviously have Trump's name plastered all over them. Times are surrealistic, to say the least.
Yeah. Yep.
Guard Goldsmith, Besant was propped up by Soros all along. The best of friends. The friends that short an economy together stay together. Nibiru 2029, every pestilent since JFK has been using the same incremental script. I'm Marty. Oh, my goodness, an invasion of Canadian commercials. Next thing you know, you'll be telling Americans, ask your doctor about fentanyl.
Oh, that's great. I love that comment there. Yeah. That's an invasion of commercials. I can't handle it. They're telling the truth about me. 10%, and we're going to stop talking to you.
As long as they're not playing those pro-suicide commercials down here. Hey, buddy, you look a little sick. Have you considered ending it all, eh? Cletus 555, do girls under 13 get in free at Trump's new ballroom? Best not to ask these questions.
You know, healthimpact.com, Brian Shalhavi actually had it up, the pedo ballroom, where he's talking about that and that very thing. So
we have a AI envisioning of what it might look like.
Oh, yeah, let's pull that ballroom up. Here we go. All right, here it is. The Epstein ballroom, kids' rooms underground. There you go. That's the pedo ballroom right there.
Probably a little bit too close to reality.
That's right.
A little bit too close. Catastrophe says, how can Trump run for a third term? War Powers Act. If there is a big war, Trump doesn't even have to run, I think.
Well, they don't care what the Constitution says. Anyway, we saw that with Steve Bannon at the end of the show on Friday. It's absolutely amazing. I had a couple of British reporters saying, well, you know, you've talked about the Constitution and how, as they would say, it's fit for purpose. And yet, it clearly says that there's only two terms. Well, we'll come to terms with what terms mean later on. You know, we're gonna make this work one way or the other. And Trump's gonna do three terms. Well, you might want to ask his doctor about this because, you know, when he went to Walter Reed Hospital, people were speculating. They said the only reason he would go there is if he's going to be getting an MRI because they can do everything else at the White House. Now, they don't have a gigantic MRI machine, but they got pretty much everything else that's there. And so Trump came out and said, yeah, I got an MRI when I was at Walter Reed Hospital. And he goes, and it was perfect. So I don't know. The machine was in perfectly good shape. I don't know about
the best
Trump.
MRI. It was incredible. No one got sucked into it.
He doesn't say why he had to get an MRI. Obviously, he's not perfect or he wouldn't be getting one. You don't just do those for laughs. And it's no fun being in one of them, I can tell you. But anyway, so he may get term limited by God, you know, like all of these politicians who never leave. And he will just thumb his nose at the Constitution. And Steve Bannon is just contemptible, is all I can say. The guy just is a crook and a criminal. He deserves to be back in jail. He's arrogant as well as belligerent. If he wasn't so arrogant, he wouldn't have been put in jail in the first place. Could have easily gone to Congress and just taken the Fifth Amendment. But instead, he arrogantly said, you have no power over me. I don't even have to come talk to you. And he wound up going to jail. And his co-criminal and co-conspirator.
Before you say something like that, you better be really, really sure of what you're saying.
So he's stupid as well as arrogant. His stupidity is exceeded only by his arrogance. That's Steve Bannon. You can tell him I said that. Anyway, let's take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about the soy boy, Scott Bessent, who actually, we find out, he tells us that he is he's a soybean farmer. So we're going to put that to the test. We'll be right back.
Listening to the David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-8255.
4738.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
Whether you're feeling like the blues or bluegrass, APS Radio has you covered. Check out a wide variety of channels on our app at APSradio.com.
Well, I got a couple of comments here. The question could be, how many of our paid criminals have a Screen Actors Guild card, a SAG card? I can immediately name three: Ronald Reagan, Donald J. Trump, and AOC. I didn't know Occasional Cortex had a Screen Actors SAG card. That's interesting to know. And Real Octospook says, new manufacturing of semiconductors is completely made of anti-static materials, and workers wear anti-static clothing. It's eliminated the problems. Well, I've been out of that world for 45 years, so I don't know anything at all about it. You can take what I say about semiconductor stuff with a grain of salt. But it was not even so much the static as it was the dust. I don't know what they've done about the dust, but they would wear booties on their feet, and they would wear like shower caps on their head to keep the hairs from falling into the thing. And so it was kind of interesting. I would go over to the facility where they're making it, and I'd see these people out in the break room, and they're shuffling around. They wore this stuff outside of the positive pressure room. So they're walking around on the same floor we're walking around on, with the booties over their shoes, and then they're going to go back in the clean room. And then to look cool, they've got the shower cap cocked back on the back of their head. And they got a bunch of tuft of hair in the front, and I'm looking at this, and it's like, and they wonder why they get zero yield here, this place. But let's talk about the soybean farmer, and that is Scott Bessent. This is a clip from him on the Sunday show talking about, he was asked about the suffering that is being inflicted on farmers unnecessarily by the Trump administration, not to help a particular industry, but to help Argentina. This is a new kind of protectionism, where we protect the friends of Trump.
I did mean the second term. I know they have met before. The president has also said he does want our farmers to be taken care of. You did mention that China has been boycotting American soybeans, and American farmers have really suffered. Do you see a real light at the end of the tunnel there? They may allow soybeans again?
Well, Martha, in case you don't know it, I'm actually a soybean farmer, so I have felt this.
I can see the dirt under his fingernails there.
There are a couple of things happening here. One, the Chinese have substantially dropped their purchases to almost zero, so they unfortunately have been using American farmers who are amongst President Trump's biggest supporters. I think he had more than 90% support. And then this was one of the biggest crops in 20 or 30 years, so it was a perfect storm. But I think we have addressed the farmers' concerns, and I'm not going to get ahead of the president, but I believe when the announcement of the deal with China is made public, that our soybean farmers will feel very good about what's going on, both for this season
if they're still in business,
the coming seasons for several.
Yeah, if they're still in business. And again, the wonderful plans of Ron Vara, also known as Peter Navarro. As people said, this guy is literally worth $500 million, $500 million net worth. He's a soybean farmer. Is he really? Doesn't feel the same pain, they said, as he's being ridiculed for calling himself a soybean farmer. After claiming to be a soybean farmer, critics pointed out not only his net worth, but that he owns 25 million acres of North Dakota land that bring in yearly rental income of $1 million. So it's a pretty small part of his income, actually. So, again, Bessent claims to be a farmer. Peter Navarro claims to be an economist. And then Trump pretends to be telling the truth. I don't know. What is it that's going on there in Washington? He was mercilessly mocked on Sunday after claiming to be a soybean farmer. He is a soy boy, however. Yeah, there he is right there. So I guess they should have had him bring on his soy boy friend that he says he's married to.
Also, there's a big difference between being a soybean. Let's just take him at his word. Let's say the only thing he had was 25 million acres. There's a big difference between being a soybean farmer and owning 25 million acres of land.
That's right. He's the guy exploiting the soybean farmers who are actually doing the work.
He's not out there in the fields like, oh, I've got my tractor and I've got my, you know, one tract of land that we farm and my family's been working on it for generations. 25 million acres.
Yeah.
He is a soybean investor, not a soybean farmer. He invests in the farms is the best you could say about it.
He's a soybean landlord, and if these guys can't grow and pay him, he's going to evict them. He's going to be the soy boy evictor there. So people saying he's not feeling the same pain as your average soybean farmer. George Conway says, oh, come on. He's just like the Green Acres guy. You can... And he's also going to tell us, just like the Green Acres guy, that the farmer is the backbone of the American economy, and they can play the little patriotic music in the background of the fife and drum. Ron Filipowski also chimed in. He said, from his perch as a longtime global currency trader on Wall Street, Bessent has invested $25 million in Midwest land, which he leases out to actual farmers. Elon Musk's AI chatbot, Grok, said, no, Scott Bessent doesn't literally farm soybeans himself. He's a hedge fund manager turned Secretary of State who owns $25 million in North Dakota farmland producing soybean and corn. Just an investor, a landlord. And again, if you want to know how this is all going to work out for people...
Donald Trump was born as a result of this model, which deindustrialized. So this is the great hypocrisy of people like Donald.
Just like Scott Bessent.
He's looking the working class of the United States in the eyes and says, oh, I feel your pain. But their pain is exactly this. It's the output of exactly the same process that led to Donald Trump's real estate business success. Right? And in the end, of course, he's going to sell them down the line in the same way that Hitler led to the destruction of Germany. Because even if, let's say that Donald Trump's policy and J.D. Vance's policy of slapping tariffs on all the countries that export stuff to the United States works, and there is reindustrialization of America. I don't think there will be, but let's say there is. Then what happens immediately after that is that the flow of capital back to the United States stops, because the flow of capital into Wall Street from the rest of the world is the flip side of the coin, of the same coin as the American trade deficit. Once you eliminate the trade deficit, there will be no more German profits, excess profits, or Japanese profits, or Chinese profits from the American market to go back to Wall Street. So who's going to suffer? Financiers in Wall Street and the realtors in New York. So Trump, even if he succeeds, he will have to choose between betraying his own class, the realtors and the financiers, or the working class of the United States. Make no mistake that he will betray the working class of the United States. Exactly the same way that every other ultra-rightist has betrayed the working class that it has appealed to for support in order to be authoritarian.
Well, apart from the class warfare this guy seems hung up on, he's exactly right, because you know, Trump is in this club that you ain't in, and he's doing everything for their advantage, and we saw that in 2020. You were non-essential if you had a small, medium-sized business and you needed to be shut down. The people on Wall Street were allowed to stay open because they were essential. Walmart was essential. You were not essential. And the other thing about this is that Trump wants to say he's got this endless amount of money that he can tap from tariffs, and yet if he is successful in terms of stopping the flow of goods into America from abroad, all of that income goes away. So he's telling people, you know, we've got this unlimited source of money, and I can replace the income tax here, but I'm also going to have all the production here in America. Well, you can't have both of those things. And so what he's pointing out is that the trade deficit is built on the fact that these other countries are selling more in, but they're also taking their money and putting it back into Wall Street. And if they don't have the money to put back into Wall Street because they can't sell anything, then that's going to cause Wall Street to collapse. And so you know that Trump and Vance are going to sell us down the road for their powerful friends. That's for real, whether you want to buy into the, I don't buy into the class warfare stuff. But we can see that it's a club that we ain't in, and these guys have been closing ranks around each other, the oligarchs of America. Besant loves to pull the I'm a farmer line out of his pocket when he's confronted with the tariffs impacts on American farmers in an attempt to try to humanize himself. He doesn't seem to be too human to me. And pretend he can relate to farmers who are suddenly sitting on a surplus of...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Crops that won't sell. Thanks to his and the president's trade policies. You may or may not know, I am a farmer, he said back in May when asked about the tariffs. In case you're wondering whether it's a massive conflict of interest, having a Treasury secretary who is invested in the crop that he's negotiating the sale of with China, you would be right, according to the government ethics experts. Besant, a former hedge fund manager for Soros MAGA, he's a Soros guy. He worked with Soros doing underhanded destruction of the British currency. Is he maybe doing the same thing now? He's worked in finance his entire adult life. He's bringing in $1 million in rental income, as I said, from his $25 million investment in North Dakota farmland. And that's just a small part of his $500 million net worth. During his confirmation hearings, Besant vowed that he would divest these assets if confirmed. But here we are. He still has them a year later and bragging about the fact that he's got it. His refusal to divest fully is just another example of the flouted ethics that define the Trump administration. That's exactly what is happening here. Trump fan has been gutted by tariffs and says that he sees bankruptcies and suicides if the trade war continues. This is an actual soybean farmer, Caleb Raglan, who says he's a supporter of Trump, but he warned on News Nation on Friday that thousands of farms will go under if the president's trade war continues. He's a soybean farmer in Kentucky. He's been hit hard financially this year, mainly due to China being the biggest buyer of soybeans, and they have bought zero now because of Trump's trade war. He says it's tough when you lose 25% of your market suddenly. The reality of trade board and the retaliatory tariffs that have come from China against our soybeans. Soybeans are America's largest agricultural export. China is the largest user. They use 61% of all soy consumed around the world. And here in this marketing year, the soybeans are being harvested, and we have not sold a single bean to China. Normally, they'd be purchasing very robustly right now, right in the middle of our harvest season. So he praised Trump on some of his policies, but said on trade, he said, I've got some issues. He blasted Trump's $20 billion bailout to Argentina, his suggestion that the U.S. should buy beef from Argentina. He predicted suicides and more across the country if tariffs continue. He said, we're going to need a financial bridge on the reality will be the increases in bankruptcies, the loss of thousands of family farms. By the way, one out of every three and Arkansas, but we don't care. As long as Argentina is doing well, that's what Trump cares about. It'll even be worse with people committing suicide and choosing to end it all. We're on the verge of a farm crisis due to the rising cost of our production and declining costs for our products, including soybeans. We've got to find a new balance. Well, you know, at the same time, Besant was asked about inflation in terms of groceries, and he lied about that as well. Do we have that clip, Lance?
Third row, third video.
Okay, thank you.
Inflation, we learned this week that inflation in September ticked back up to 3%. That's the highest level since January. I want you to take a listen to something that President-elect Trump told me back in December. Take a look.
I started using the word, the groceries, when you buy apples, when you buy bacon, when you buy eggs, they would double and triple the price over a short period of time. And I won an election based on that. We're going to bring those prices way down.
Mr. Secretary, coffee prices are up 19% from a year ago. Beef is up almost 15% and bacon up almost 6%, just to name a few. So when are all grocery prices going to come down as President Trump promised?
We want central planning.
It's unfortunate. As much as I like you, you like to cherry pick. So, you know, when we came in, it
what is the price of cherries?
Eggflation. You know, egg prices are down. Gasoline prices are down.
Wait, didn't he just cherry pick?
The inflation since President Trump has come in, has come down. We inherited this terrible affordability crisis from the Biden administration. The first thing we had to do was get it under control. And this month's inflation number was actually below the consensus number. If we look at core inflation, it was 0.2%.
And, of course, you can always trust, boys and girls, any numbers that a government bureaucracy gives you on inflation,
so you don't get to cheer
employment.
Inflation is a composite number, and I am confident that in the coming months, inflation is going to come down.
Just to be very clear, though, CPI has been higher in the past 3 months than it was in the first 5 months of the year. If President Trump's economic policies are working, why is inflation up? Why are those grocery prices that I just mentioned that he said were so critical, why are they up?
Well, again, Kristen, you're cherry picking, because inflation actually had a drop, the first drop in 4 years, in March and April under President Trump. And I am confident that as we come into the coming numbers, that we will see a drop in inflation back towards the Fed's 2% target. And I assume your next question is going to be to blame it on tariffs. And the imported goods have actually been quite flat or dropped, and it's mostly service goods. And another factor in the inflation report is what's called investment management income, and that's inflation that goes up because the stock market goes up, so management fees are higher.
Yeah, what about taxes? What about insurance costs and all the rest of stuff? And what about the fact that the government always lies? As Lance says, don't trust your lying eyes. Prices are going down because the government says so. Well, if you want to know why things are going up, ask somebody who will give you a straight answer and who knows, and that's Thomas Massey.
Yeah, I'm getting chill bumps because I remember that. I was pointing out that the supply chain for some foods is 3 years long, and that what we were doing during COVID in terms of planting an apple tree, it's going to take 3 or 4 years for that, sometimes 5 or 6 years for that apple tree to bear fruit. And if during COVID you're paying people to stay home and not plant apple trees, you're affecting the price of apples 5 years from now. The same thing when you slaughter the dairy herd because they didn't have the facility. The school was closed, and they couldn't redirect that milk because it was in cartons for school children, not for moms at the supermarket. So they destroyed dairy cattle, which were going to take 2 or 3 years to build back up. And so you had a lot of weird things going on during COVID, and we're still seeing the tail of that, no pun intended, right now.
And, of course, you can't get the stuff to market, so we kill the dairy cattle. Well, what about the egg situation? Well, that was the USDA killing the chickens based on PCR lies. And the solution from the Trump administration, from Brooke Rollins, was for her to approve an mRNA shot for chickens, for cows, for pigs and everything to contaminate our food supply. You get a shot and we won't kill them. Or otherwise, you know, we will kill your livestock here. Well, it's been sewn in there. And of course, remember his opposition to the lockdown and the bailouts and stuff like that, the CARES Act and so forth, the lies about that, the $3.5 trillion worth of spending. Massey's opposition to that back in 2020 was what first drew Trump's ire, and Trump wanted him primaried out. Didn't happen, though. Well, this is from Joel Salatin. And Joel Salatin is a great farmer, but he says, don't bail out soybeans. And I think he's missing the point here. And, his basic point is he says, well, I'll start out with this question. What does a business do when nobody wants its products or services? Answer, it asks for the federal government to bail it out and to pay for a product that nobody wants. That is clearly not the case here. China wants soybeans. They're buying them from Argentina, and we supported Argentina, gave them money, and their so-called free market genius, Javier Milei, had an export tax on soybeans. And with the money that he got from Bessent, the Soros guy, he was able to cut the export taxes, and immediately China loads up on soybeans there. So that's not the case. And when we look at this, as I've said before, this is not the first rodeo for tariffs with China and agricultural products for the Trump administration. This happened even before you had the lockdown from Trump. And so the economic damage that was done.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
By his first round of tariffs and his first administration, he should have known that this was going to happen, and they should have had something ready. And yet here they are. They've talked about it. People criticize them for helping Argentina. They still have done nothing for the farmers for the damage that they caused. And see, that's the issue here. You know, Joel Salatin looks at this and he says, well, the reality is that you've got a lot of people who have decided that they want to do special interest commodities. And he said that turns them into dependents. And before long, they see themselves as entitled dependents. And so Joel Salatin is somebody who has natural farming techniques. He's focused on raising beef naturally. He's done a lot of instructions on how people can do that. And he has no sympathy for the people who remain in these special interest commodities. But the reality is that even though that may be a bad decision on their part, and they may be involved in essentially a kind of UBI farming, right, universal basic income farming, still you have a situation where it's like the federal government driving its car into your car. They need to compensate you for the damage that you've done. He said the six crops that are special interest commodities are soybeans, corn, sugarcane, wheat, rice, and cotton. Nothing else get subsidy anointing from the federal temple like these six commodities. The result is an unholy legacy jerking farmers from one promised salvation to another, none of which actually ends in better trajectory for the primary producers. Well, I agree with him. And he's tried to make this point to a lot of these people who are on this gravy train, you know, telling them it'd be better for them to get off of federal government welfare and to grow another crop. He says, you know, people who got into cattle, he said, right now, with the price of beef up there. But, of course, the Trump administration's working on that as well. They want to help Argentina. They want to drive the cost of beef down for the farmers. But he says right now, cows like gold. And so there are other ways to approach this. And he's writing this op-ed piece, I think, largely to fellow farmers saying, get off of the welfare gravy train. Because when the government gives you everything, they can take everything away from you. So I agree with that part of his message, but I still think that Trump and company owe some kind of compensation to these people for the damage that they've done. You know, when you look at Besant, just one last thing here, he is very much like the like Bill Gates, right?
Australia is very blessed, whether it's wind or solar. You know, it's quite phenomenal. And your land area per person, you know, compared to, say, Singapore's, is pretty good. And so the opportunities created by a world that is getting rid of greenhouse gas emissions, Australia is rare in that the opportunities exceed the things you have to give up. You have to give up a large part of the, and eventually almost all of the coal mining activity. You know, what happens with beef, my climate group, Breakthrough Energy, just announced literally today an investment in an Australian group called Ruminate that helps cows not
here, chew on this.
Be so much a source of...
Hope you've got two stomachs in order to be able to stomach the garbage that he's going to be putting out there.
6% of global emissions are cows who burp and fart methane to an extreme degree.
So does Bill Gates.
You can either fix the cows to stop them doing that, or you can make beef without the cow. And both of those, you know, will be pursued to see which one can lead to the best product in terms of taste, health, and cost.
Yeah, so, of course, you know, if we don't pay attention to these people, they're going to starve us of energy. They're going to starve us of food. They're going to poison us with pharmaceuticals. America hurts farmers and discounts China's soy imports while providing a crutch for Argentina. Now, this is the Mises Institute's take on it. So you had Joel Salatin, who was looking at the individual farmer, and he was saying to them, you know, they've got you on a kind of a welfare program. You need to get off of this and start thinking independently. He raises beef, does it naturally, and he takes it directly to the consumer. And that's really, really profitable because people will pay a premium price for clean meat that doesn't go through the system if you can afford it. And if more people would do it, it would be more affordable. So I heartily endorse that message of Joel Salatin. However, Mises people are looking at the, you know, the Trump decisions that are here, the government's decisions that are here. And again, Besant is lying about inflation. And as Mises points out, they go back to that leaked text. You know, somebody took a picture over his shoulder of what was happening.
Yeah, I'm getting chill bumps because I remember that.
One there. Let's see. It should be. I don't know if I've got that picture in here or not. Yeah, we got the wrong clip there on that, so they got in there twice. But anyway, I've shown you the picture before of Besant getting a text message from Brooke Rollins at the U.S. Department of Agriculture. And she was saying to him, finally, just a heads up, I'm getting more intel, but this is highly unfortunate. We bailed out Argentina yesterday, and in return, Argentina is removing their export tariffs on grains, reducing their price, and sold a bunch of soybeans to China at a time when we would normally be selling to China. Soy prices are dropping further because of it, and this gives China more leverage on us. Do you think he cares? No, he doesn't care. What was intended as a, this is Mises saying, what was intended as a tool of geopolitical strategy to tip the favor of Buenos Aires, a $20 billion currency swap line extended to Argentina, has had the effect of helping to funnel a bounty of Argentinian-produced soybeans into the internal commodities market and into the laps of Chinese buyers at a steep discount. You see, like all this stuff, you can see that Trump is in it for his pals. He's in it for his immediate circle. And he doesn't care about the mom-and-pop stores on Main Street. He only cares about Wall Street. He doesn't care about the farmers. He only cares about the hedge fund managers like his boy, his Soros boy, Scott Bessent. And we just see this over and over again. The trade war between Washington and Beijing in 2018 and 19 hit U.S. soybeans with heavy tariffs, and China pivoted to suppliers like Brazil and increasingly Argentina. Even after the deals to smooth out the trade rivalry, Chinese purchases of American soy never fully recovered. And many of those farmers, by the way, went out of business the first round. I remember hearing them talking about that when he locked down all the farms in 2020. They said, you know, we barely survived his tariffs, and now he's locking down the farms again. And yet these people foolishly supported him yet again. Anyway, U.S. exporters, already hammered by years of retaliatory duties during the first Trump administration, sustained punishment yet again from this latest development. So Mises is right. It is Trump punishing his own voters. You know, he could shoot them in the head on Fifth Avenue, and the survivors would still vote for him. He could shoot them in the arm with a toxic vaccine. They would still vote for him. As the dust settles on this particular deal, policymakers should pause to consider the full spectrum of consequences of such financial bets. Not only should the U.S. government keep its fingers out of the fiscal affairs of Argentina, and why isn't this an election manipulation, right? Everybody is so upset about supposed foreign interference in our elections. We're interfering in the Argentine elections. And other countries for that matter, but it should also leave the American agricultural sector to the farmers themselves. That's right. Why can't we have a marketplace? Well, we got a comment from Marky Mark. Thank you for the tip. He says, Trump took loans from Soros to build the Trump Hotel Chicago. Is anyone surprised that he took one of Soros' hedge fund managers? Trump is Soros' puppet, for crying out loud. Yeah, that's right. I said when I showed that picture of the crying puppet with the Pinocchio nose, I said, so who's pulling his strings? Well, you got a lot of people pulling his strings. You got Soros, you got the Rothschilds, Wilbur Ross was his first one there. And of course, the crypto people, you know, he put one of the crypto guys in there, Lucky Lutnick is there, and he's going to make the Trump family many tens of billions of dollars with the stablecoin stuff. Maybe more than that. Maybe it'll be hundreds of billions. Who knows?
We can just be sure they are going to make a lot of money, though.
Yeah, they're going to make a killing. And we're going to talk about Trump is already making a killing, literally. We'll get to that in a minute.
I want to thank Stealth Patriot. Thank you very much. We need to scroll that. Says, the boomers allowed the slow march of communism, fascism, and perpetual wars into our institutions and government because it was either disguised as social justice or patriotism.
Yeah. Well,
when it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino. Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
I'm a boomer. I scream as much as I can about it is all I can say. I'm not on board with any of this stuff.
Every generation has their own foibles and crosses to bear. No one is innocent. No one is innocent here. Mm-hmm. JL Dubs Music says, did you go to the No Kings protest, David?
No, I didn't, because I'm not going to wear an I Am Antifa t-shirt. When you go to a protest, you get lumped together with all the people that are there. I learned that, when I was with the Libertarian Party, and they did some things that I might have agreed with the general thrust of it, but in terms of some of the specifics and how they conducted themselves, I did not want to be lumped in with that crowd. So I did not go. I agree with what they're saying. I think that Trump is acting as a king, and I think that is a legitimate criticism of him. I do not believe that it is an AstroTurf thing that's being funded by George Soros. And as I said before, these Republicans who say, well, don't worry about it, it's not real, right? No, it was real. There was another No Kings. There was another one before, and it had all kinds of pre-printed signs and all the rest of the stuff. That was AstroTurf. This was not AstroTurf. People are genuinely and should be genuinely upset about this. And I have a different way of protesting rather than showing up to these events. But, again, I think that these Republican influencers, these Trump influencers that are out there, are whistling in the dark. I think that they are scared about what they're seeing, and they're trying to come up with soothing explanations for why you had such a large turnout and so much anger. One way or the other, you've got a massive base that is being heavily energized by Trump, and that's not a good thing for our side. I want the policies that the conservatives say they want. I just disagree with what he's doing and the way that he's getting it. I think the means matters as much, if not more so, than the ends that you're trying to pursue.
Yeah, but I already took out that clip from George Carlin saying that he doesn't like groups of people.
Yeah.
That would fit perfectly here. It's about the policy issues. You don't want to get grouped in, especially with the types of people that were very prevalent at No Kings.
Yeah. He says, before you know it, you're wearing hats. I'm not going to wear a MAGA hat, and I'm not going to wear an Antifa, I Am Antifa t-shirt, either way.
Guard Goldsmith, he just rents the land to soy farmers, and again, he is supposed to divest from that when policy can conflict when he enters his office.
But he didn't.
Yeah, funny. Yeah. Funny how that seems to happen. Jim's 7, one of those Bill Gates-esque farmers.
Yep.
Scott Bessent and Bill Gates, just two humble farmers working the land.
Mm-hmm.
Tunnel Lord 1337. They might be trying to kill off the other soy farmer so we can buy up more soy farmland.
Yeah, there's this conflict of interest right there.
Yeah, would not be surprised. That's the sort of thing they always engage in. Well, you guys make the economy difficult. I can weather the storm. They'll be forced to sell to me at a greatly reduced price.
Yeah.
PX Mac, I think if you want to know how hard a gov owns its people, look at how stupid you can get them to behave. Well, then we are completely owned and controlled. And Max, Fink does Trump's investments. Isn't that criminal? You would think. Nibiru 2029, Emperor Trump's Gates, in parentheses, the population agenda is still alive and thriving by every means possible. Solo Cat 1980, Trump is serving Bill Gates' agenda to put mom and pop farmers out of business.
That's right.
Nibiru 2029, Emperor Trump's, already read that one. It's in there twice. Don't frag me, bro. Fake meat made with cancer cells or eat the bugs.
Mm-hmm.
One or the other, you get to choose. Guard Goldsmith, yeah, Bessent was in the dark here and he perpetually made slippery claims. Now 9,000 watts, and Alex Jones says the economy is great. Well,
don't get me started. He had a thing with Patrick Byrne about how we got to go into Venezuela. It's a good thing. We got to go start a war in South America. It's like, nothing says CIA like that, Alex. You and Patrick Byrne, you disgust me. I tell you, people lie up one side and down the other just like Donald Trump and Scott Bessent. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's really amazing all of the people on the left that were saying the economy was great at the end of Biden's run, and now you've got everyone on the right saying, no, now the economy is great, now that Trump's in office. It's just about who's in office.
It's just like the vaccine. Remember when it was the Trump vaccine, all of the Democrats saying, oh, don't take that. It's done by Donald Trump. And I think soon as the levers changed, and Biden was in there. Now the vaccine is safe and everybody must take it or you lose your job. Yeah.
Mama C, 1996. Says, I live in North Dakota. The local farmers are meeting at the cafe to compare size of soybeans piles at elevators and number of bins they have full. So sorry to hear that. Birdhouse Blue is still pointing the finger at the Biden administration. It's November 2025. Well, I mean, if you don't point it at someone else, there's only one person you can blame. Yeah. Marky Mark, New Jersey. Alex Jones has become a total neocon.
Absolutely.
Thank you very much for the support.
CIA shill.
Star Barkley.
I've seen that for a long time. I mean, you look at people like Steve Pachinik and Jack Posobiec and all these other right-wing intel people. Look, the CIA and the intelligence community is not monolithic. You got left-wingers like Brennan and Clapper, and you got right-wingers like the people that show up on Alex Jones' show, and they are at war with each other. And Alex has long been a propagandist for these people. Now he's selling their wars for them. Absolutely amazing. You know, he used to have people on like Gary Webb telling us what the CIA was doing with drugs. He used to tell people the truth, because you got to tell people the truth and get their confidence before the con man can fleece you, which is what Alex Jones is doing. It's amazing.
Star Barkley. They just spiked in 1 week or two the shutdown. Six rolls of paper towels for $10.97. Now it's $15.99.
Wow.
Everything is just getting crazy expensive.
Yeah. And they cherry pick what they want. You know, when you talk about the inflation numbers, and Scott Bessent says, well, you're cherry picking numbers here. I mean, it's built into their metric. They will go in and they'll take a look, for example, at computers. And they'll say, okay, last year's computer was about $3,000. This year's computer is about $3,000. But look, this one is X percent faster. So that means that the price has effectively gone down. So if it's 20% faster than last year's $3,000 model, they will say that the price has actually gone down by 20%. That's the kind of games that they play. And they avoid looking at things like insurance and taxes, and they weight them to make them disappear, and medical costs and things like that. It's all rigged. Everything that the government does is rigged. Their unemployment numbers are rigged. Their inflation numbers are rigged. It's all a lie, as Audi says. That's the name of his podcast. It's all a lie.
Hey, I know your milk and eggs have gone through the roof, but have you considered replacing them with a gaming laptop instead? This seems to be an
equivalent. Let them eat laptops, yeah. Let them eat megaflops or whatever.
These are not equivalent and exchangeable items. Guard Goldsmith, he doesn't mention that the smaller price inflation rate, 2.7, is still inflation, and lower import prices is due to a crashing demand. Mm-hmm. I looked it all up last night.
Well, the other thing, too, is that 2% inflation with their metrics is their goal. So they're 50% over their goal. It's another way to look at it. So, again, it's inflation is the way that they want. It's something that they actually want, even though they cry out about it, because it allows them to monetize the debt. It allows them to pay off the debt with cheaper dollars that they just conjure out of thin air. Well, we're going to take a quick break here, and we're going to be back in just a moment. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what's going on with the war inside the United States with ICE. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Next move. And now, the David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tell Alexa to add the APS radio skill and have access to the best channels anywhere. From country to blues, classic hits to news, APS radio curates incredibly diverse playlists for you to enjoy. Get details at APSradio.com.
Welcome back, folks. Real quickly, Jason Barker, real Jason Barker, says lowering the rate of inflation is basically saying, I'm going to steal your wealth at a slightly slower rate. Well, that's right. If the thief moves real slowly as he's taking your wallet, it's fine. Yeah. Brad Soder, inflation is safe and effective. That's right. Ask your doctor if inflation is right for you.
They're nickel and diming us to death. Well, this Indian illegal alien that killed three people when he did that crazy U-turn, and we've shown you the video of it, and the fact that he and his the person who's riding with him really didn't have much of a reaction to that. Federal prosecutors are now revealing that this guy accused of killing three people, you know, that's how they always do that, right? That's what, you know, when we talk about Trump murdering these people in the Caribbean or the Pacific, they're always very careful to say, even when we got videotape of the guy doing it, they say that he allegedly killed three people. We know that he killed three people, but you always say it's alleged until they are convicted. Trump is just killing people. He doesn't even bother with any of that. Anyway, so he failed a written driving exam 10 times in yet another shocking revelation of this particular case. This is
Needs to be a system in place where if you fail more than a certain number of times, they put you on a you're not allowed list. You're like, nope.
That's right. Well, hopefully he will get a lawyer who has failed the bar 10 times. So this guy's 28 years old. He made an illegal, this is an illegal alien who made an illegal U-turn because, you know, hey, the laws don't apply to these guys, right? On the far highway. And basically he wound up with a semi-trailer going across the road, and these people getting stopped, and they went into the side of it, killed all three people in the car. So
yeah, we've played the video. It's really shocking, his total lack of reaction. He just looks over casually and doesn't do anything about it. He's completely calm.
Attorney General James Uthmeyer, who is investigating how Singh was able to secure a commercial driver's license, says the illegal alien repeatedly failed a written exam before the crash. As we continue our investigation into California, Washington, we learn that he failed his written exam 10 times when he took the behind-the-wheel training course at a private CDL school in Washington State. That school will be hearing from my office soon. Oh, good. An investigation opened by Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy found that Singh was able to secure the CDL thanks to the sanctuary states of Washington and California. On July 15, 2023, the sanctuary state of Washington issued a CDL to Singh, even as illegal aliens are not eligible for such licenses. Then in July of 2024, the sanctuary state of California issued him a limited-term, non-domiciled CDL. Now, let me just say this. This is where Trump should start. As I said, the means that you use are as important as the ends that you're pursuing. And so when you look at what Trump should do about the massive number of people that have been allowed into this country illegally under Biden, but also under Trump and under other presidents. What should he do about this? How should he go about removing them? And I've said, first of all, you take away the welfare benefits these guys are getting. The guy in Chicago who was accosted by ICE agents and said, show us your identity papers. Well, I don't have my identity papers on us. We shouldn't have to carry identity papers on us in America. But then they hit him. They found out that he was legal, that he was here illegally, and they hit him with a $130 fine. He says, I can't afford that. I'm living in government-provided housing. Well, stop that. That's the way you get the guy out. It isn't with this other stuff. Why does he have legal status when he can't support himself? That's the question.
I'm here legally. Oh, thank goodness.
Yeah.
Living on welfare and government housing. Oh!
Legally. And that's what Trump is not doing anything about. If they would focus on that first, rather than accosting people in the neighborhoods, that's the key issue. And at the beginning of all this, remember when people were talking about it, you had some of the Republican strategists say, well, he'll probably start this in the Republican states where he'll get friendly cooperation. Instead, what did Trump do? He went to the most Democrat of the Democrat areas so that he would have a conflict. This is designed as a conflict. It is designed to create a bigger problem. It's designed for civil war. Furthermore, if you look at these commercial driver's license things here, wouldn't you think that since there's more than 60,000 of these, I think the exact number is like 62,000 something, since they know that you've got illegal aliens who have commercial driver's licenses or people from California that have been given these non-resident driver's CDLs or whatever, start with that. Start with that. These are people who are not only here illegally, but they are a threat to human life on the freeways, and they're taking Americans' jobs. Why doesn't the Trump administration, first of all, start in the conservative states, but start with stuff like this? Start with the welfare recipients. Start with the semi-truck drivers who can't read or speak English. They don't want to solve the problem. On July 3rd of this year, Singh was pulled over by New Mexico State Police for speeding and given a ticket. But officers failed to conduct an English language proficiency assessment, allowing him to continue driving the semi-truck despite not speaking English. And all Americans, almost all Americans, would support this. And why didn't he start with this? After the deadly crash in Florida, Singh was given an English language proficiency assessment by the Department of Transportation. Officials said, and this is after he's been driving a truck for years in the United States, right? Said that he failed the test, currently answering only 2 out of 12 verbal questions, accurately identifying only 1 out of 4 traffic signs. And this guy doesn't even bother to learn what the traffic signs are, let alone English.
And those have pictures on them.
Exactly. The fatal crash involving the illegal alien spurred Secretary of State Marco Rubio to pause the issuance of commercial driver's licenses going to foreign nationals. Well, why don't you do better than that? You have got to be able to find where these people are. They've got driver's licenses. There's some information. They could track these guys down. You know, they could track them down more easily than they're tracking down people at random in Chicago. And grab these guys, get them off the road. If it requires you to just pull them out of the car or the cab that they're driving, fine. I don't care. Let the company that hired these people deal with that. I've got an abandoned truck over here. Come get your truck. That'd be the penalty for the companies that hired these people. But again, it's not just him. It's also this, when we showed this horrific crash of this guy, he was actually cooking eggs or something.
It looks like some kind of curry or something.
Here's the real thing, and when we played it, people were saying, is this AI? No, unfortunately, this is actually real. This is the real video. Here he is, he's cooking, and he's going to slam into a whole bunch of cars and trucks and kill people. Here he is. Bam, bam. Look at that. That's amazing. So, no, that was real. That was not AI. No, this is AI. Can we get this off the street, Trump? You gonna do anything about this? No, you're not. Because you don't care. you're using this problem to create a civil war. You don't really want to solve the problems that you and Biden have created. Yeah, again, the over the top. That's the AI version. The real one was bad enough. Gavin Newsom has thumbed his nose at us. The U.S. is about to pull $160 million from California for giving commercial driver's licenses to illegals.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic, keep your eyes on the road, hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
All for that. Get the illegals off the road. Pull them off the road. Come on. Pull them off the road and put a fine against any trucking company that would hire somebody like that. So Secretary of Transportation Sean Duffy on Sunday said the federal government's on the verge. We're thinking about it. We're just about to pull some money from these guys. $160 million from California. But can't they track these drivers and deport these drivers? So you've got over 60,000 people on the roads who shouldn't have licenses. They're driving fuel tankers. They're driving school buses. What's wrong with that? Why can't he stop that? Well, Duffy is threatening to strip California of its ability to issue commercial driver's licenses, and Washington, too. They need to do it with Washington as well. But again, why not pull these people off the road? You know, we look at all the traffic enforcement that goes on all the time, all the arbitrary tickets for arbitrary speed limits and all the rest of this stuff. When it really comes to a real safety issue, they won't do anything about it. So he warned that California could lose its ability to issue commercial driver's licenses and risk losing more funding if it fails to comply with federal transportation rules. But still, very, very slow to act if they're going to do anything at all. And then we look at the UK. Instead of deporting the Epping child sex abuser, he's free. And again, Epping is a place. Some people are going to say the effing child abuser. There were riots and other issues about that. And they arrested this guy. And they let him loose. And there was video of this. The guy, the perp, was actually surprised that the prison officials were letting him loose. He tried repeatedly to go back inside the prison, and they wouldn't let him. So a migrant sex attacker who stayed at the Bell Hotel in Epping was accidentally, quote-unquote, released and is now wandering London streets. Police are now looking for him. They say that he's now been rearrested. This is outside the Chelmsford prison. A delivery driver who spoke to the wanted man outside the prison has exclusively told Sky News that the offender was confused about going on and about being released, and that he was guided to the railway station by prison staff.
This sounds like a get out of here. Yeah. We don't want to deal with this. If we lose you, the problem ends.
Yeah. It's
oops,
crazy.
Whoops, we let this child rapist go free. Our mistake, we accidentally led him to the train station with an escort.
Yeah,
oops.
We bought him a ticket.
Oops, we got him on the train.
He's very confused. Nigel Farage says, rather than deport this guy, they freed him. Eyewitness tells the Telegraph the Epping sex attacker attempted four or five times to re-enter the prison. but was turned away by the guards each time, and then he was escorted to the rail station. He was heard saying, "Where am I going? What am I doing? It sounds like officials are right on top of things." Sarcasm, of course. The blunder, if it was a blunder, sparked a frantic manhunt for the Ethiopian national who was at large in London. The criminal was spotted yesterday brazenly sauntering along Chelmsford High Street before getting on a train at Chelmsford Railway Station to London. Tensions are rising in Epping, Essex, where angry locals are gathering outside the Bell Hotel demanding deportation of all illegals. And so this is after this guy was, quote-unquote, accidentally released. And so that's what Keir Starmer is saying. Yeah, he was let loose, but it was an error. The mistaken release at His Majesty's prison, Chelmsford, is totally unacceptable. The police are working urgently to track him down. Yeah. Well, talk about catch and release. And then we have what is happening here in America. We have in Chicago outrage after federal agents used tear gas just before Halloween parade in Old Irving Park. I guess we know who the monsters are now, right? These guys even come with their own masks. How about that? Residents on Chicago's northwest side expressed outrage tonight after federal agents once again deployed chemical agents against protesters. This time it happened as parents and children were heading to a neighborhood Halloween park in the neighborhood. Started hearing some whistles, and when I looked out, I saw two fully uniformed ICE agents tackling a guy to the ground, literally in my front yard, right here. That man had been working on a nearby house, and federal agents chased him down and took him into custody. Hey, you know, so he's doing yard work. What about the 60-plus thousand people who are driving semi-trailers? Why don't you chase them down and get them off the roads? His brother said that he was an undocumented immigrant who came to the U.S. with his family when he was 4 years old. Within moments, angry neighbors poured out of their homes, joining protesters blowing whistles who had been on patrol looking for federal agents. And as angry agents, residents shouted, federal agents began lobbing tear gas just minutes before the scheduled start of an annual Halloween parade organized by the Park Association. You had folks who were literally out on the street taking their kids to the Halloween parade when this happened. I didn't see anybody with a weapon. I didn't see anybody make physical contact with these agents. I didn't see anybody do anything that justified taking my 70-year-old neighbor to the ground. He said his 70-year-old neighbor was also arrested and taken into custody. After a half hour, the agents got in their cars and drove away. The Halloween party was held, but neighbors say many people stayed home. I was pretty upset, to be honest with you. I'm an attorney I used to work with and in law enforcement, said the guy they interviewed. Watching this happen in my front yard was not something I ever thought was going to come to my front door, but here we are. That's right. When you put this stuff in, it winds up coming back around. Well, you have GOP representatives calling for an immigration review of Mom Danny and Omar. So the first immigration case of New York City mayoral frontrunner Mom Danny may have to confront if elected could be his own, as two House Republicans push the Justice Department to probe his path to citizenship and possibly boot him from the U.S. And again, this is because he is an outspoken Muslim, Randy Fine. When I look at this, I mean, we've had a lot of communists. There's been a long string of communists elected in New York as mayors. And you go back and look at de Blasio. This is a guy who honeymooned in Cuba, just like Bernie Sanders. So we've had a lot of these types of people in the past. The thing that is really getting them upset is the fact that Mom Danny is not just a communist, but he's a Muslim. And that's why Randy Fine is involved on this. Randy Fine is an Israel First congressman. So they're looking to get these people a probe of them. And, of course, we know that Ilhan Omar and her entire family came from Somalia violating the law. It's not even a question. There was a law saying that if you are a member of the Communist Party, you're not eligible to become an American citizen. Her father worked for the Somali government and was an open communist doing that. So they lied about that. She lied about her relationship with her brother and so forth. So a whole pack of lies and how they got in. I'm fine with them looking at these politicians and kicking them out. But I really am amazed at how much press has been devoted and angst has been devoted to this New York City mayoral election. I gave up on New York City a long time ago. I think most Americans did. I frankly don't understand why it is such a big deal there. When you look at the string of mayors that they've had, people like Michael Bloomberg and de Blasio and everything, these people are really serious criminals, and we should be very concerned about the kinds of programs that they could possibly model for the rest of the country. Again, it was Sadiq Khan of London, the mayor, and Bloomberg, the mayor of New York, who put together that C40s initiative. It was initially 40 cities that were going to tell you that you can only have 3 items of clothing a year, that you can only take 3 flights of less, 1 flight every 3 years of less than 1,000 miles, that you couldn't have meat, you couldn't have dairy, and on and on and on, all this green agenda. That kind of stuff is very dangerous. And I understand that the big cities like New York, as well as like California, can affect the rest of the country with their policies. However, the real issue that they have with Mom Danny is...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
That he's very frank with them about what he has to say. He comes across as being very authentic. That's the problem. And they don't want to debate him on policies because people have forgotten how to do that. The response is, well, let's not debate him, let's deport him. You know, it's just like Trump's response about the tariffs. The government shutdown is not stopping Trump from amassing emergency powers, says Reason. As of mid-2025, there are roughly 50 simultaneous national emergencies in force. Think about that. That, folks, is the national emergency, the fact that there are 50 national emergencies out there. And the fact that these presidents can declare these emergencies and then declare themselves to be effectively in charge of martial law. They use the emergencies to to shut down the normal processes, and then say, now I can do whatever I want. I can declare the emergency, and then that gives me power to do whatever I want. Rather than martial law, I guess we've got executive law, and you can put the law in air quotes because it's not law at all. It just dictates. Usually when we're in the midst of a government shutdown, says the Reason columnist here, I'm in a great mood. But even this small pleasure has turned sour. Yes, fiscal restraints matter. It matters to this magazine, which has made cutting spending the subject of a greater percentage of our cover stories than perhaps any other publication. But the intense acceleration of the quest to aggregate powers in the White House is now unambiguously the more immediate threat to liberty. It's viable every day, or rather visible every day, on my commute to work as National Guardsmen linger at my D.C. metro stop. It's visible in the September gathering of the nation's top military officials for something between a pep rally and a company retreat. It's visible everywhere Immigration and Customs Enforcement is staging raids and setting up warrantless checkpoints. It's visible in the administration's moves to take a stake in Intel and to broker a TikTok sale. And he says, the Cato Institute's Gene Healy wrote the Bible on the imperial presidency, tracing how voters of all stripes invest outsized hopes in presidents and then act shocked when presidents behave like tyrants. The durable lesson here is don't confer powers on your team's guy that you wouldn't want, you wouldn't trust in the other team's hands. And of course, I've been saying this for the longest time. You know, when I was a kid, we used to say, hey, somebody complained, but don't make a federal case out of it, right? And, you know, we don't say it's a free country, right? When somebody says, can I do that? Well, it's a free country, do what you want. We don't say that. Instead, everything is made a federal case, which is why it's no longer a free country. And everybody is looking to government to solve all their problems. And worse than that, they're looking to government in Washington to solve all their problems. And then they think that their guy can act like a dictator, but they don't like it when the other guy acts as a dictator. National security and federal property protection exceptions have become a tunnel that is wide enough to drive an armored personnel carrier through. Again, when we look at national security, that has been their trump card, so to speak, for a long time. National security and the drug war are the excuses that they use to do anything, and the excuses that they use to keep everything secret from us. And they're not about what they say they're going to do. National security does not provide national security for us. National security gets us involved in every fight across the globe. It endangers us. Just like the drug war is actually creating the drugs and trafficking the drugs, our own government is doing that. The federal government claims sweeping authority within a 100-mile border zone. That covers two-thirds of the areas where Americans live. So the emergency now is the default. Most of the knobs and levers that a modern president uses to bully companies, police speech, or move bodies around are not new laws. They are standby powers that switch on with a magic word. Emergency. Emergency. And so, you know, when we go to the, here, I got this in here, I think. Man, I guess we don't have that anymore, huh? Yeah, here we go.
Emergency. Everybody to get from street. Emergency. Everybody to get from street.
Yeah, there we go. Okay, that's the way they operate. Yeah, just repeat along with me. Emergency, emergency. That's the incoming Trump administration being trained there by a Russian.
Emergency.
That's right. A single word, emergency. Congress littered the U.S. Code with these shortcuts. The Brennan Center for Justice has cataloged 137 statutory powers that spring to life the moment a president declares one. As of mid-2025, there's roughly 50 simultaneous national emergencies still in force. They are renewed annually, and they span everything from sanctions to tariffs. I still wanted Congress to do its job on spending, to legislate clearly, to spend less, and to claw back delegations that it never should have handed over to the executive branch. The remedy isn't complicated, but it is hard to execute, especially when you have a sycophant like Mike Johnson and the rest of the Republicans there, except for Thomas Massie and now perhaps Marjorie Taylor Greene. So Congress must take back its rightful powers. It must narrow emergency authorities. It must sunset delegations and relearn the civic discipline of saying no to our own would-be redeemers, even if they are on our own team, at least for now, right? And we'll see what happens after that. Well, in terms of this tear gassing that happened in the Chicago neighborhood, ICE has got a program for that. They have been massively investing in weapons. The weapons purchasing has jumped by sevenfold. And a large part of this is that big, beautiful bill that Trump wanted pushed through. That again, he's angry at Thomas Massie for not pushing that through for him. Spending in the small arms ordnance and ordnance accessories manufacturing category surged by roughly 700% compared to a year ago. From January the 20th through October the 18th, ICE spent approximately $71.5 million on small arms. By contrast, during the same period in 2024, the spending was only $9.7 million. Now you might think, well, this is just the difference between Biden and Trump. Well, that was under Biden, but they went back and they said, when you look at what ICE was spending in 2019, the middle of the Trump administration. They spent $5.7 million on small arms, and here that has gone now in the second Trump administration from 5.7 to 71.5 million. The average ICE spending on small arms during Trump's first 4 years was about 8.4 million. So again, the spending of Biden was about the same or slightly higher. During the first 4 years of Trump, it was 8.4 million. Last year, Biden spent 9.7, but then it exploded to nearly 72. ICE's leadership pushed back on several of the report's findings, particularly jarring procurement records that referenced missiles. ICE describes claims that the agency's spending included guided missile warheads and explosives were false. Wired magazine reported that the procurement record described the payment as, quote, multiple distraction devices, unquote, for ICE operations, and the supplier's CEO said the missiles label, quote, appears to be an error. The same surge in weaponry has coincided with a wave of violent encounters between ICE officers and civilians. It has sparked lawsuits, local investigations, and growing public backlash. And that's really what this No Kings thing was a result of. Republicans are kidding themselves if they think that this is an AstroTurf Soros operation. It wasn't. Calls for greater oversight, including mandatory body cameras, are now gaining traction. So let's spend a lot of money on body cameras. That should solve it. Except they know how to turn them off, right? So they said that these tactics of control weapons like pepper spray and tear gas are routinely used against protesters and journalists in a troubling pattern of a crackdown on free speech and freedom of the press.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Well, where did that come from? That kind of rot comes from the top. Just take a look at who's president. Look at his contempt for free speech and for a free press. That's how we began the program today. Ellis said she was profoundly concerned that her order was not being followed. That's the judge who put a temporary restraining order limiting the use of pepper spray and tear gas. But they're going to continue to double down on that because they want to have a war. Again, multiplying the he multiplied the former $8 billion annual budget more than 20-fold there for ICE. It went up to $170 billion from $8 billion. Just like Biden did with the IRS, except this is an even bigger leap all at once. The framers never envisioned the powers exercised through a standing domestic police force with open-ended jurisdiction inside the country. But today, the government expands the authority into an apparatus with unprecedented militarized and digital capabilities. The founders would have recognized that not as protection, but as consolidation. And I say they would have recognized it for what it is, a threat. This is coming from New American, and I'm glad to see they're doing articles about it. They've always, in the past, been really hyper-focused on not federalizing, not militarizing the police. And as this is happening, we have Florida now actively involved in scrubbing the arrest records of citizens, because it's not just illegal aliens that are being arrested by ICE. ICE doesn't have the authority to arrest Americans, but they're doing it. And so as a result, it's an embarrassment to Florida as well as to the feds. So they're working to get these things moved off. It had been reported that the database showed 21 U.S. citizens arrested and charged in Florida. 9 other U.S. citizens had encounters with law enforcement but were not arrested. They have now changed that, so the 21 arrests, there's now only 1 that shows up. And out of the 9 encounters, only 2 of those show. So they're scrubbing the database. This is a hallmark of tyranny, right? Memory holding the information. And so when we look at this, they won't stop lying about who they're arresting and what they are doing. And as one reporter said, I've always seen government lie about what they do, but I've never seen this kind of arrogant attitude where they reply to us, "Your mama," you know, when they do this. And they lie and they never correct it when they do it. And so when we look at this, we're going to just play one more video here, and then we're going to go to our guest who is ready. And we're going to talk about what is happening in Nigeria with Christians. He's very knowledgeable about what is happening there. But I just want to play this for you. This is the Ice Storm Troopers. Remember, this clip ends with a guy who is following the military around the city playing the Empire Strikes Back Imperial March. They arrested him. He's now suing them for false arrest because he is entitled to do a peaceful protest, which is what that was.
Can I help you?
Hey, yeah, no, I'm just out here. I live in the community. I'm trying to see what you guys are doing. I do have ID. Who are you guys with?
Is there a reason why you're impeding this investigation?
I'm not impeding. I was just driving. I live in the neighborhood.
Everybody honking the horn?
Yeah, we're letting people know because people are going through intersections. So I'm out here at 23rd and Lombard.
Is there a reason why you're wearing a mask in addition to military uniform here?
Identification on you?
Yeah, you see it. It's on our vest.
Do you guys have a badge number or a name?
No, you don't need all that.
I don't need... Why don't I need any of that?
You have ID on you?
Do you guys need my ID?
See, these guys don't need ID. You need ID, right?
You're following us, honking your horn.
You guys are going through a neighborhood, and you guys are stopping people on the street with no reason.
Well, I suggest you stop following us, all right? Otherwise, we're going to arrest you for impeding your honor.
I'm not impeding anything.
No, we're letting you know this is the first warning and last warning.
Okay.
You got that?
What are your guys' names?
This right here.
Do you guys have a name for...
Yeah, this is the name. 2306. Stop following us. Next time, there's going to be a warning. You got it?
I'm not doing anything.
Next time we'll beat you or kill you, right?
Right here. It doesn't matter.
So I was arrested on Sunday at the protest down at the ICE building. I was playing with the unprecedented band on my clarinet, and I was arrested by...
She was protesting with a clarinet.
...security. Then Sunday night I was transported to...
Now, if she was using a bagpipe, I could understand it, but she was playing a clarinet.
...facility have been there until this morning when I was transported back here, and I had my court first appearance with the judge. Having a lot of different feelings. I'm feeling super grateful to be out and back with my family and so happy and excited to see my 3-year-old. I get emotional easily, so really looking forward to seeing her this afternoon. And yeah, also still having some, you know, fear and sadness around the charge that was given to me. And I know it's going to be a fight for the next couple of months to be in the legal system.
This is my favorite protest. I can see myself doing this.
Ha, 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 ha. And those listening, he's just following them around.
As I said, I could see myself doing this kind of protest, because when I went to Bilderberg, we couldn't get anywhere close to these guys, couldn't see anything that's happening, because they had, you know, they're so far remote from where we were. They had it all blocked up. We had got the bullhorn and played the Monty Python thing. Henry Kissinger, we're missing you. You're the diplomat of our dreams, with your glassy stare and your curly hair, and your Machiavellian schemes. So we played that as loudly as we could at the people there who were attending Bilderberg. But we're going to take a quick break, and we're going to come back, and we're going to talk to a filmmaker, an evangelist, Judd Saul, who felt called to do something about the suffering that he saw of Christians in Nigeria after he visited them in 2011. He has a news organization that focuses on this. I talk about it from time to time, but we want to talk about it a little bit more. And I just want to, as we take a break, I've got a clip here that I wanted to play about really what matters. And this is one guy talking about, my dad used to always say, we'll never know the difference in 100 years. You know, we're talking, somebody get upset about something, you won't matter to you in 100 years, and he's right about that. But there are some things that will matter in 100 years. And we should ask ourselves why these people in Nigeria are willing to go through this hardship when they know that they'll be killed for their faith in Christ.
100 years from now, all of us will be dead. Someone else is going to be living inside of your house. The car that you drive is going to be scrap metal. Everything that you work so hard to build, gone, given away, forgotten. And your name will completely fade away within just a couple generations. Think about that. Do you know your great-grandparents' full name, their story, anything about them? This should make you realize that 99% of the worries that fill your mind every day are completely pointless.
And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have eternal life. But these are written that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing ye might have life through his name.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Heard about Moto Casino? Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto. I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps, in line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
All right, welcome back. And joining us now is a filmmaker and evangelist, Judd Saul. And his organization is Equipping the Persecuted. You can find the website at equippingthepersecuted.org. And that is the main site. And from that, they have set up another site that's focused strictly on what is happening in Nigeria, because that there's so much that is happening there. It's called truthnigeria.com. And so you can find out what is happening there. We want to get it straight from Judd. Judd, tell us a little bit about this. I see that you went in 2011 and you first saw what was happening there. And that's 14 years this has been going on now. But tell us what you saw that got you activated.
Well, what I saw that got me activated, so I went first to Nigeria with my grandfather, who's an evangelist and wanted to heard stories about Nigeria, wanted to go help serve on the mission. And when I got there, people were telling us about these attacks that have been going on against them in their communities. And I personally saw the aftermath of some of these attacks when I was there.
Mm-hmm.
And it always just like, it just struck me to my core.
Yeah, I bet.
I was like, and I kept on asking questions. I was like, what are people doing about this?
Mm-hmm.
What are other missionaries? Are there any other organizations doing something about this? What can be done? So over the years, I kept on serving with this other mission I was working with. But then in 2019, I started Equipping the Persecuted because, frankly, I'd had enough. Mm-hmm. I've talked to pastors and other missionaries and other people there. And I said, what if we created an organization that actually wants to stop the persecution? What if we had an organization that trained village security teams? Mm-hmm. What if we had an organization that responds to these attacks within 48 hours? Mm-hmm. And they said, we need this yesterday. When can we start? So that's what started Equipping the Persecuted. Because I looked around and I saw that very few people were actually trying to do something about the situation. A lot of people talking, but no action on the ground.
That's right. Because the government doesn't want to stop this. I mean, the government is kind of a silent partner in all this, from what I've been able to see. Is that correct? Would you say the government there?
There was President Goodluck Jonathan, who is Christian, that was trying to use Nigerian resources to fight Boko Haram and fight the Fulani terrorists.
Mm-hmm.
But then what happened was, when Obama came into office, he then started sending Democrat operatives to Nigeria to get Muslim presidents elected over Christian presidents.
Mm-hmm.
And when you saw the Muslim presidents take over, you saw the killing increase exponentially.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, I guess he was appropriately named Good Luck Jonathan. I'm gonna stop the Muslims killing Christians. Good luck, Jonathan.
So what's been going on is before it would be like you'd have a Christian president, Muslim vice president, Muslim president, Christian vice president, but in the last three presidential terms, what you've had is a Muslim ticket.
Mm.
And the government has been laying cover for the terrorists and turning a blind eye to the killing.
Wow.
And pretending it doesn't exist.
Wow. And so that was Obama's influence. And so you could have a positive influence as well from the U.S., but that's not there. I want to focus more on what you actually do in terms of equipping the persecuted. I heard you talk about emergency response teams, talking about village security. Tell us a little bit about those things.
So currently the Nigerian government, you have the police, you have the military, which are all nationalized. They're all run by the Nigerian government.
Mm-hmm.
But what the Nigerian government did do is recognize village security teams. They're called vigilante. Now, vigilante in the U.S. has a negative connotation, but the word vigilante has a positive connotation in Nigeria. And so these are people that are from their local villages that get together to defend their villages, or the first line of defense. But they get no arms, they get no training, they get no funding. And we've taken it upon our ministry to come alongside them and say, you know what? We'll give you some training. How about we give you some radios,
mm-hmm.
some locally sourced bulletproof vests,
mm-hmm.
things
mm-hmm.
that you can do to try to help defend your village. We can't get in the arms business, but what we can do is come alongside them and give them training and some basic materials to help save lives.
That's good. Yeah. Yeah. What we call that here in the U.S., instead of vigilantes, we would call it a posse. But, of course, they would be armed in order to be able to do something about it. And that is not allowed there, I understand. And certainly your organization could not provide that. What about a quick response team after something like this has happened? Of course, that's going to be medical care and other things.
Yeah, so what happens is, you know, the Fulani come in. Let's say it's a town of 1,000, 1,500. They'll come in, start shooting, start funneling people in and kill as many as they can. But then you have a lot of survivors that are no longer allowed to return from their to their homes because the Fulani have decimated everything. Mm-hmm. They've burned the houses down. They chopped down all the crops. They raise everything.
Wow. Wow.
And then all these people are put into these camps. Well, they don't have any food. They don't have any clothing. They don't have any shelter. And so we try to, within 48 hours, is deploy food, aid, and medicine within these attacks. And many times we come across a lot of wounded victims that haven't been treated. People that have had bullets in their arms and in their bodies for over 48 hours that need medical care and surgery. And we come alongside, pay for those medical costs, and try to help the wounded.
Wow. Wow. That's very important. You know, we get frustrated because it's like, you know, nobody's talking about this and certainly nobody's doing anything about it. And, you know, it is somewhat difficult. I'm sure that there's levers that could be pulled if Trump wanted to do anything about it. But the U.S. government typically doesn't. Now, Obama did. When you look at these people, they push the Muslims in there. But is there also a Marxist component to this as well? It's mostly just Muslims.
I would say there's a hint of that creeping in, a little nationalized things do that, but I see more of traditional Islam 101 dominance is what's driving this force. Now, the Nigerian government lately has been very cozy to the Chinese, while the Biden administration and the U.S. government's turned a blind eye to Nigeria on a lot of things. The Chinese are filling that void. Providing a lot of money. They're sending in some of their politics in, but they're also capitalizing on, I would say, on the crisis, because what we're seeing now is Chinese mines sprouting up on what were once Christian lands. And they're illegally mining, and, you know, the terrorists aren't killing the Chinese because they're probably taking some money on the back end for allowing the Chinese to mine in these areas.
Yeah, that's right. Wow. I just see that just recently, this is on the on Saturday the 25th, Christians are urged to pray as an American missionary pilot, Kevin Rideout, was abducted in Niger. This is very dangerous work that you do, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're praying for that pilot. I have some friends that are within that missions organization, and I called them and asked them about that specific situation. And so far, there's been no ransom asked for. What we think is happening is that they kidnapped him and they're using the pilot to do things for them. They don't want to ransom him out. They want to essentially turn him into a slave for doing, what their work is. That's what I'm hearing on the ground.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Because there has been no ransom called yet for that gentleman. And it's very dangerous. We have to travel with armed security wherever we go in Nigeria. We have armed security teams, and we know, especially now, I've been speaking out against what's going on in Nigeria publicly. You know, there's more of a risk there, but we go by God's grace and His mercy and protection.
Well, good for you. That's fearless, and that's what people of faith should be. Should be fearless. I played the clip before you came on of a pastor there, and we've seen so many videos on social media of the mass funerals that are being held with all the bodies that are there, because the killing has been just astounding. And is it increasing, or how would you characterize it recently?
Oh, no, the killing's increased this year. Before, it would be between 4,000 to 5,000 Christians killed per year.
Wow.
But this year, since January 1, there's been over 7,000 Christians that have been killed.
Wow. Wow.
The attacks are ramping up, and the Nigerian government turning a blind eye to it, or I would just say they're complicit, and the mainstream media is laying cover for it as well.
Wow. Yeah, it absolutely is a case of genocide, and of course that's what Bill Maher said, and he was right. We've been talking about it here as well, But yeah. They're very selective about what they're concerned about. And as we see, you mentioned China coming in there. We see all the time people would talk about what the Chinese are doing to the Muslim Uyghurs that are there. Or they talk about what they're doing to the Falun Gong. But rarely do they talk about what's being done to the Christians in China. And so, you know, China, this is par for the course for China, coming in, as you point out, in Nigeria, doing a deal with the government and putting mines on the land of the Christian villagers who have been killed and their homes have been destroyed and that type of thing. It's truly amazing. Tell us what else you are involved in outside of Nigeria, or is there more that you want to talk about with Nigeria?
Well, primarily my full-time work since 2019 has been focused on Nigeria, mm-hmm. and in trying to raise awareness but also help the people on the ground. Mm-hmm. We got one of the figures that I haven't pointed out to you is that there's between three.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spend it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
3.5 million and 5 million Christians that have been removed from their homes that are living in camps.
Wow.
That are suffering from disease, starvation, and just awful, awful conditions. And they haven't been able to return back to their homes because the Fulani Muslim terrorists have squatted on their land, and if these Christians go back, they get killed.
Wow. That is amazing. Yeah, the Republicans are not interested in this. Of course, the Democrats were, in terms of equipping the Muslims to do this kind of persecution, but the Republicans are just, looking elsewhere with all this. Truly is amazing.
We are gaining a little headway with Republicans, but we're fighting a war of narratives.
Mm-hmm.
I think there are people, there are some in the Republican Party that are capitalizing off of they don't want to solve the solution. They don't want to solve the problem. I think they're capitalizing on the back end. And we have other Republicans that are coming up and calling for U.S. intervention on behalf of persecuted Christians in Nigeria. Mm-hmm. But there is a battle and a war of words and a war of narratives we're fighting against. Mm-hmm. And there is a genocide against Christians in Nigeria. We have some Republicans and the Democrats obviously repeating Muslim talking points from Nigeria that there is no crisis, there is no genocide. It's bandits or these unknown gunmen. Everybody refuses to name who's doing the killing.
Oh, yeah.
And it's Muslims right. Killing Christians.
Yeah. Well, of course, as my producer says, we're too busy blowing up boats to worry about Christians being genocided. That's, I guess, yeah. What's happening here. We have our different areas that we're interested in. And we have our areas that we have some financial interest in. China, of course, is taking an interest in it. They're looking at getting minerals out of this area. Yes. But my producer also says, what about providing them with 3D printers where they could make their own weapons? Of course, they'd have to have electricity. Do they have electricity in these villages?
No, that's the problem. Yeah. That's the problem. Like, we have solutions, but they don't have the power.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They don't have the power source to be able to do these things. Power, especially in these areas, they're lucky. If there is a line run to their communities, they're lucky it runs 10% of the time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're lucky to have power maybe 10% of the time. The rest is just blackout. It's awful.
Wow. Talk to me as an evangelist. I mean, what is it like talking to somebody in an area where there's this kind of a persecution for becoming a Christian? I mean, that's like a death sentence. I would imagine that'd be a pretty big obstacle to overcome when you're talking to somebody about Christ.
Well, actually, it's not as hard as you think, because when you have people that have already live in abject poverty and then everything getting totally taken away from them, you come in meeting the needs, presented mm-hmm. with the gospel. People are very willing to hear and they accept it. And the Christians that are murdered for their faith, that refuse to convert to Islam, have a real sense of Christianity that I wish most Americans couldn't understand.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah,
where they get up in the morning thanking God, thank you for allowing me another breath today. Thank you for allowing me to live. Mm-hmm. And they get up going, Lord, we're relying on you for sustenance. They have no choice but to rely on God, but they stay faithful to the end. Mm-hmm. And that's what keeps me motivated, keeps me coming back. Mm-hmm. And that testimony actually really, it makes it easy to share the gospel with these people. And even the ones that are nominal, not fully saved, we've even seen Muslims come to know Christ because they've seen our kindness. They've seen how we treat one another and we come to care for them. Mm-hmm. And we've seen many Muslims come to know Christ through this mission just because we're shining a light into the darkness.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. We have this life of comfort, which is not conducive to a Christian life, really. It's, you know, when we're struggling with hardship, that makes Christ so much more precious. And we see him working in different ways in our life like that. And that is something that many people in the West, the affluence gets in the way of us being able to see that. And when you're living hand to mouth like that, you really can see it. Do they speak English?
Most of them do. The educated Nigerians speak English. You have a lot of people in the rural communities that only have their tribal language that they know. Mm-hmm. They know some English, but majority of the country does speak English.
Mm-hmm. So what about Bibles and things like that? Most of it is done in English, or do you have it in the tribal languages as well?
We have it in English, but then we have Bibles printed in, I say, their dominant tribal language. So a lot of the area we work in is Hausa. Mm-hmm. And so we have Bibles printed in Hausa that we give to these people. Hmm. And then Fulani converts, Fulani Muslim converts that convert to Christianity, we have the Bible printed in their language and given to them. And so, with technology and the way things are, we're able to get the Bible translated into several different tribal languages, and we get them out there. But if they know English, we give them an English Bible. If they don't, we give them a Bible in their translation.
Talk to us a little bit about the Fulani tribesmen. Of course, I see that phrase all the time, but, where are these people coming from? Are they Nigerian, or are they coming from another area trying to take over areas of Nigeria? What's going on with the Fulani? I know they're Muslim.
The Fulani are not indigenous to Nigeria. Mm-hmm. They're coming from way up North Africa, from the Sahel. So Niger, Chad, they're nomadic herders, mm-hmm. and they've worked their way south and going into Nigeria. And wherever these guys end up, they end up taking territory, killing, and continuing to gain political power. They're mm-hmm. a conquering tribe. Mm-hmm. But they do it through Islam. I used to call it, they start with cultural jihad, where they move in, they become neighbors, they do business, kids go to school together. Then when they get the population and the political power, then they start the killing. Mm-hmm. And then they keep working their way further south and doing that. And so they're not indigenous to Nigeria. They're an invading tribe.
That seems to be an established pattern for Muslim conquest, isn't it? You know, coming in and gradually, as you start to accumulate your numbers, you come in peacefully at first. Talk about Boko Haram, and of course we've heard about them for quite some time, attacking and kidnapping girls out of schools because they don't want girls reading anything or getting educated. But give us an idea of where they're coming from and what they're about.
Well, so Boko Haram are also Fulani.
Oh, it's the same thing?
Okay. They're Fulani. You know how radical Islam, they have different groups that sprout up. So one is not as hardcore as the other one in their Islam, and they have rival groups. So you have ISIS of West Africa. You have Boko Haram, but they're all Fulani. Mm-hmm. And they practice a Sunni Wahhabist form of Islam, which is a very radical Saudi Arabian form of Islam.
Right.
And then, you know, they kind of battle it out here and there. But then the Fulani that aren't necessarily affiliated with ISWAP or Boko Haram still coordinate together to go kill and take over more territory.
Wow. So the Wahhabis.
Sometimes they have their they have their little spats, you know, one's not as radical as the other, so we got to fight each other over here, but they still systematically conquer as they go.
Yeah, wow. So Wahhabists, not the Sunnis or the Shias, but they're more like the Saudis. So I imagine a lot of, you know, the Sharia law with beheadings and mutilation over theft and all the rest of the stuff that is there, as well as the, you know, putting hoods on women and all the rest of this. So so how can people support you? They can go to the website and they can get information about what you're doing and how they can support you.
Yeah, you can go to equippingthepersecuted.org, partner with our organization. We need all the help we can get. Like I said, our resources are – the need is great. Resources are small. We're doing everything we can to help out our persecuted brothers and sisters. And then if you want information, up-to-date news on what's going on in Nigeria, go to truthnigeria.com.
Well, I really appreciate what you're doing, and it really is important. I mean, there is – other than, you know, talking to politicians and complaining about what politicians are doing or not doing – you are actually getting in there and helping the people who have been attacked, who have been, you know, families that have been physically attacked, the people have been shot, give them medical care to help to rebuild their houses, I guess, as well as part of that. And that is really a key thing. And, of course, equipping them with a kind of a warning system since they're not allowed to defend themselves in that country. But thank you so much for what you're doing. And, again, truthnigeria.com and equippingthepersecuted.org are the places where people can find out about what you're doing there. Before you leave, though, you're a filmmaker, so do you have a documentary about this that you have done?
So we've put out a few we're working on putting it together a series of mini documentaries about certain subjects in Nigeria. We put out one a few months ago called The Father's Day Massacre, which was an attack that took place in June in Benue, Nigeria, on Father's Day, where 280 Christians were slaughtered. Half of them were burned alive. The other half that weren't burned alive were shot and hacked to death with machetes trying to escape the fires.
Oh, that's horrific.
And that was a very significant moment that we decided we needed to do a, you know, cover and show that. Show how horrific that attack was to let people know that this persecution is real.
Wow.
And it's not just about banditry and farmer herder conflict, that this is a real genocide. And we put that out in June. It's called the Father's Day Massacre.
Wow.
And then before that, I've done political.
And where can people find that? Is that on YouTube or is it something?
It's right on our website, equippingthepersecuted.org.
All right, good. Yes. Well, it truly is amazing. And, you know, before you came in, I played the one guy who was talking about, well, 100 years, we won't know anything at all, but Christ knows what they have done.
Amen. Amen.
Well, thank you.
Thank you, sir.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to The David Knight Show.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing,
best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Tell Alexa to add the APS radio skill and have access to the best channels anywhere. From country to blues, classic hits to news, APS radio curates incredibly diverse playlists for you to enjoy. Get details at APSradio.com.
Well, our peace president is not too interested in what is happening to Christians in Nigeria. He's all about Gaza, and he's all about war in Venezuela. And now you have Maduro basically begging him to leave them alone and not to attack. And then also then he follows it up with a boast that we've got thousands of Russian anti-air missiles and they're moving them to the coast. They said, we have deployed 5,000 Russian-made Igla-S anti-aircraft missiles. These are, from what people say, roughly equivalent to the Stinger missiles. And you remember the role that the Stinger missiles had in Afghanistan and the defeat of the Russians there. If you want to get into a sustained guerrilla war, asymmetric war, this is what we have to look forward to because of Trump's ambitions. He's ordered an unprecedented force buildup in the Caribbean. They have just added more warships to the buildup of force there. Happening on the same weekend that we had the USS Nimitz elsewhere in the South China Sea, lost two planes, actually a jet and a helicopter, lost them within 30 minutes of each other. Just a normal deployment out there. So again, these warships are not there to fight drugs. That is a personal and a spiritual battle, your war on drugs. And we should remember as Christians that our weapons are mighty. Because when you're talking about the pharmakia, when you're talking about drugs and hallucinogenics and things like this, the addictive drugs, that is definitely a spiritual war. You're not going to fight that spiritual war with battleships or with armored soldiers on the streets. That's simply folly. It is an individual battle, unfortunately, that people have to wage on their own. Trump said the White House that Maduro is scared. He's offering us everything to back off. But, of course, he's just like a mafia don. You know, look at this guy trying to beg me off. But he goes, because he doesn't want to F around with the United States. Trump is just a mafia don. He's a thug. He's a bully. Back in 2024, he admitted that he wanted Venezuela. And, again, this is when he was running for office. Just this last term, about a year ago. This is what Trump had to say about Venezuela.
How about we're buying oil from Venezuela? When I left, Venezuela was ready to collapse. We would have taken it over. We would have gotten all that oil. It would have been right next door.
Yeah, what about that? You know, they're about ready to collapse and could have gotten all that oil. Yeah, tell me that it's about drugs. You know what they don't have? They don't have fentanyl there. They don't have cocaine there. They've got lots of oil, more of it than Saudi Arabia does. Trump knows that, and he knows that he's lying to people. So this weapon is typically compared to the U.S. Stinger missile, can hit low-flying aircraft, drones, and helicopters at ranges reaching just a little less than 4 miles. These short-range missiles, however, will be no match for large American warships, says Zero Hedge, and certainly not for the Ford Carrier Group that is said now to be en route to there. Well, the reality is that an Argentine war, like most of these wars that we have lost, yes, Iraq and Afghanistan were no match for our Reaper drones and our war from the sky. But then, of course, if you want that oil there, you're going to find that you're going to be drugged into an asymmetric war. How did that work out? You know, in Afghanistan, where they use the Stinger missiles against the Russians, both the U.S. and Russia found out that they could not contain an area with guerrilla warfare there. And we find this over and over again. And it applied to us in Afghanistan just like it applied to the Russians. There was no American exceptionalism in Afghanistan, and there certainly has been no American exceptionalism in these asymmetric wars that we have lost one after the other.
It's also important to remember that old saying, no plan survives first contact with the enemy. They lay out all these incredibly complex, well, we're going to go in here, that's going to take 2 weeks. Within 2 weeks, we'll have this. And then another 3 days from then, we'll have that. That's and they lay it out, and they structure it, and they sell it to you. Like, oh, we've got it all planned out. We know exactly how this is going to happen. It never goes that way.
Never goes that way. That's right.
Well, you know, I guess not going to be 2 weeks. It's going to be, you know, 2 months. Okay, 2 years.
How many asymmetric wars do we have to lose before they get a clue? You know, it's happened over and over again. Well, Lindsey Graham says that land strikes in Venezuela are, quote, a real possibility amid rising tensions. And as I pointed out last week, first you had Thomas Massey say, well, looky here, this guy, this former Navy SEAL that Trump wants to endorse to run against me, he was a donor to Lindsey Graham, of all people. Well, then it got worse. Then we found out that Trump's first event in terms of campaigning for somebody in this upcoming midterm election cycle is going to be campaigning for Lindsey Graham. So, of course, Trump and his handpicked candidates are part of the military-industrial complex pushing for Lindsey Graham. Trump, by the way, is taking the place of John McCain. You wanted a President John McCain? You got him. He's right there. Even putting out as he's bombing Iran. Remember, John McCain was at a rally when he was running for president. He started chanting to the tune of Barbaran from the Beach Boys. Bomb, 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 Iran. Well, Trump actually put out a video of that. His B-2 bombers bragging about that.
I still have that video if you want me to play it.
Yeah, I've still got it. Yeah, and your mic is off. But yeah, go ahead and play that. Yeah, this is... This is our John McCain president now. This is John McCain with a big hairdo. That's Donald Trump. Still got Lindsey Graham as a sidekick.
The eternal Lindsey Graham.
Yeah, the military-industrial complex candidate here. So U.S. has been carrying out airstrikes against Venezuela and Colombian vessels. Lindsey Graham said the land strikes in Venezuela, a significant escalation, are a real possibility. Again, national...
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Securities, I said, and the drug war These types of things are the first refuge of a political scoundrel, not patriotism, but to refer to national security and the drug war.
There was a time when it would have been patriotism. We would have been burdened with a better class of criminal, even.
That's right.
Yeah. America is now filled with people that would gladly
Your mic's
trade.
Off. But, yeah, they're not even... What'd you say, Lance? Got your mic was off.
America is filled with people...
Well, I think it still is off somehow. Yeah. But anyway, the Lindsey Graham... is now cheerleading this, of course. They are peas in a pod, two people exactly like each other. Trump said on Thursday that the drugs coming in by sea are like 5% of what they were a year ago. Again, he's going to continue with this narrative that the drugs are coming from Venezuela. They're not coming from Venezuela. Nobody ever said the drugs were coming from Venezuela. And everybody that tracks it from the UN on are saying they don't do drugs out of Venezuela. It's just like Canada. You know, he continued relentlessly, never would backtrack, never would tell you the truth about the lies that fentanyl was coming from Canada. Never did. And the drugs are not coming from Venezuela. It's he wants the oil. He told you the truth at one point. You should believe him. We know what this is really about. Trump did not offer any evidence to back up the claim, and members of Congress have also said the administration has not provided sufficient evidence that the targeted vehicles are carrying drugs. Well, so what if they were? You still don't get to shoot them on sight. There's a thing called due process and the rule of law, and the fact that even if they were convicted, it's not a death penalty to smuggle this stuff. So Graham is trying to create a case for Trump doing it. Now, he does not appeal to the law. He does not appeal to the Constitution. What he appeals to is precedent. This is why it is so important that we don't let these precedents stand. He said, well, you know, Bush went into Panama. Yeah, and that was a criminal precedent, if ever there was one. And Reagan went into Grenada. So now we get to do this as well. See? Just like Steve Bannon saying, well, we don't care what the Constitution says, because, and his reason that Steve Bannon gave was that Trump is on a divine mission. Yeah, he's our Messiah, I guess. I'm so disgusted with Bannon. He doesn't care about the Constitution. He doesn't care about Christ. And it disgusts me. It makes me want to throw up when I see these people wrap themselves in the flag, talk about the Constitution, talk about Christ, and using it to accomplish their nefarious purposes. Both the Constitution and Christ are against what you're doing, Steve Bannon and Donald Trump. Don't kid yourself. There's no requirement for Congress to declare war before the Commander-in-Chief can use force, said Graham. Again, just flat-out lying, just like Steve Bannon. Panama and Grenada are two examples. See, we did it. We got away with it. And so now it doesn't matter what the Constitution says. So Hegseth has announced another narco boat attack after Trump insists no declaration of war is needed. I remember a time, and conservatives talked about this over and over again, Al Gore was saying, well, there's no controlling legal authority here. And the context in which he said that was not anything as nearly as serious as mass murder in international waters. But again, that was Al Gore. We don't care when a Republican that we like says that we don't have to follow the Constitution and we don't have to have a declaration of war. Pete Hegseth announced another one Friday morning, which makes the third such attack this week. All six terrorists were killed, said the guy who wants to present himself as a Christian. This appears to be at least the ninth such attack, at least the third in less than a week. Well, you might want to go back and check the book that you say you're following. I know you're not following the Constitution. You're not following the Bible either. 25% of the people who are stopped by the Coast Guard, as Rand Paul pointed out, are not guilty. You know, they stop them, they search the boat, and they find that 25% of them that they thought had drugs don't have drugs. So he said, so how do you know that these people have drugs when 25% of the time the people that the Coast Guard has profiled don't really have them. And as he pointed out when J.D. Vance was bragging about it, he goes, I can't think of anything, to paraphrase him, can't think of anything more disgusting than cheering murder without due process. I absolutely agree with Rand Paul on that. So this is Trump saying, if you are a narco-terrorist smuggling drugs in your hemisphere, prove it, Trump. Well, if you are, day or night, we will map your networks, we will track your people, we will hunt you down and kill you. Trump was actually that was Hegseth who said that, yeah. Trump, in fielding questions from reporters the day before, had talked about just killing drug smugglers. He knows that, right? He knows that he's committing murder and that there's no declaration of war. And by the way,
we have that clip.
Yes, let's go ahead and play that. Yeah. Where'd I put that here? You got it?
Give me a second.
Sorry, folks. Okay, just let me know when you got it. Again, there was a real genuine admiration of Trump for Rodrigo Duterte, the leader of the Philippines, who decided that he didn't like drugs and he's going to do something about it by killing anybody. Is going to declare open season. You think somebody's got drugs, you just kill them. Well, tens of thousands of people died, and now he is facing charges in international criminal court, and rightfully so. He's on trial for this because what he did was murder. If you kill people without any due process, folks, that is murder. And Trump is boasting about it. He says, I think we're going to be killing people that are bringing drugs into our country, okay? We're going to kill them, you know? They're going to be like dead.
I can play the video.
This guy is an idiot. Go ahead and play the video.
If you are declaring war against these cartels and Congress is likely to approve of that process, why not just ask for a declaration of war?
Well, I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country.
We're just going to kill.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
People, you know, they're going to be like dead. Okay.
We're going to kill the Constitution dead, too. Yeah, they're going to be like dead, you know. He's an eight-year-old. Geopolitical commentator Arnaud Bertrand has pointed out that Trump just honestly and openly reveals the face of the U.S. empire. People are in shock over this, but Trump, as per his habit, is only putting in blunt terms what all U.S. presidents have been doing for decades. Nobel Peace Prize Obama is the one who industrialized extrajudicial killing, officially ordering 540 drone strikes during his presidency. So, 1 to 2 a week on average, killing thousands of people with no due process whatsoever. And again, it doesn't matter that Obama did it. It doesn't matter that Bush invaded Panama or Reagan invaded Grenada. It was wrong. It was illegal. It was criminal. It was unconstitutional. But they look at it and say, well, it was precedential, right? Not presidential, but precedential. We now have a president who did something criminal, unconstitutional, illegal, and he got away with it. So now that's accepted because, you know, what about this guy? This guy did it. So the whataboutism that trumps the Constitution every time. Obama even one time killed a 16-year-old American citizen, a resident of Colorado, by a drone strike in Yemen, and he and his press secretary merely shrugged it off, just like Trump is doing. They are all more alike each other than they are different. Ruben Gallego, a Democrat, says that Trump strikes on alleged drug boats are sanctioned murder. And he's absolutely right. He went on with Meet the Press yesterday, said Trump's decisions to strike alleged drug boats in the Caribbean were murder. Asked whether he believed that the strikes were consistent with international law, he said, no, it's murder. It's the same thing that they've got Duterte in for. But again, Trump loved Duterte. Duterte loved Trump. Duterte endorsed Trump in January of 2024, and Trump endorsed what Duterte was doing many, many times. It's very simple, said Gallego. If this president feels that they're doing something illegally, then he should be using the Coast Guard. If there's an act of war, then you use our military, and you have to come and talk to us in Congress first. But this is murder. NBC also previously reported that Democrats and Republicans in Congress have grown concerned over lack of information about the strikes. Rand Paul has slammed the strikes, saying last week on Meet the Press that they go against all of our tradition, as well as the rule of law. Earlier in October, the Senate voted down a resolution that would have required the administration to seek congressional reapproval before further strikes.
With you, Senator Paul, what do you need to hear in a briefing? What questions do you have?
You know, it's not so much about a briefing, but we haven't had a briefing. To be clear, we've got no information. I've been invited to no briefing. But a briefing is not enough to overcome the Constitution. The Constitution says that when you go to war, Congress has to vote on it. And during a war, then, there's a lower rules for engagement. People do sometimes get killed without due process. But the drug war or the crime war has typically been something we do through law enforcement. And so far, they have alleged that these people are drug dealers. No one said their name. No one said what evidence. No one said whether they're armed. And we've had no evidence presented. So at this point, I would call them extrajudicial killings. And this is akin to what China does, to Iran does with drug dealers. They summarily execute people without presenting evidence to the public. So it's wrong.
All right, here's...
Just on suspicion. And, you know, as I said, I think that you know, if somebody commits murder, I think we should have the death penalty. My concern is that even if you give somebody due process, we have a system that doesn't work that well. But they're not even going to take that step. They're not even going to pretend to look at the evidence. These are lynch mob killings here. Trump has said that he didn't think that he's going to ask for a declaration of war, as I played for you. He think we're just going to kill people. We're going to kill them. We're going to be like dead, you know. Again, he sounds just like Duterte, his friend that's there. And we have Trump is simply murdering people on the high seas.
President, if you are declaring war against these cartels and Congress is likely to approve of that process, why not just ask for a declaration of war?
Well, I don't think we're going to necessarily ask for a declaration of war. I think we're just going to kill people that are bringing drugs into our country. Okay? We're going to kill them. You know? They're going to be like dead. Okay. Yeah.
Well, again, it's the frustration of these people who they have one weapon. The only thing they got is a hammer, so everything looks like a nail to them. They're going to use force. They're going to murder people. They're going to ignore the rule of law. And it ought to be obvious to everybody, after 50-plus years of the war on drugs that has been waged by militarizing our police and getting rid of due process bit by bit, shaving it off here in the United States, doing civil asset forfeiture and all the rest of this stuff, mass incarceration, that's one thing we can lay at Reagan's door. It ought to be obvious that with all of that, even with mass incarceration, you got people dying of drug overdose in prison. You can't solve this by force. And so now what Trump wants to do is he wants to foolishly not just double down, but he wants to take it into a real war. Like orders of magnitude worse and start killing people on a massive scale. But even that is a lie. I don't think Trump thinks he's going to end drugs with that. He knows the drugs are not coming from Venezuela, and he knows that he's not going to end it with force. He simply wants the oil. All the rest of the stuff is just a Trump lie. This guy tells the big lie and repeats it over and over again, and until his MAGA people believe that it's the truth. Meanwhile, is Rubio the saboteur-in-chief of the Ukraine-Russian peace efforts? This guy, we got not just Trump. You know, Trump has surrounded himself. He's an ally now of Lindsey Graham, but also people like Marco Rubio, Pete Hegseth, all these people are just killers. Their solution to every problem is just to kill people. That should concern us a great deal. Putin failed to materialize after this summit failed to materialize. Rubio said it was a waste of time.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium, choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Moro Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
The Kremlin has responded, saying Ukraine and its hawkish European backers are to blame for the ongoing delay in direct negotiations. And many people are saying that it is Marco Rubio, who, again, is another one of these killing warmongers who likes to wrap himself in the label of Christian. You know, taking the Lord's name in vain isn't just using Jesus as a swear word. It's saying you're a Christian and then going out and pushing for illegal mass murder and unjustified wars. While America's Golden Dome may be powerless against Russia's doomsday missile, and again, they have come up with a nuclear-powered cruise missile that has essentially unlimited range because it's nuclear-powered. It has now gone from the experimental stage to a completing a test. They say that it completed a flight covering 14,000 kilometers, but Valery Gerasimov, who is the chief of the general staff in Russia, I guess he's like the top dog at the Pentagon or something, said this range is not the limit for the system, that is basically unlimited. The missile is called the Berezvestnik, if I'm saying that correctly. It's moved from the realm of experimental prototypes to a near-operational weapon and into the global spotlight, says RT. And so they're saying that it can be reprogrammed mid-flight and that it's going to present a real challenge for America's new SHIELD system. Again, Trump, the military-industrial complex president, wants the big, expensive Golden Dome. It's not going to be very useful against a weapon like this. Probably won't be useful against a hypersonic weapon either. And yet they continue to poke the bear into the corner. And this is insanity. I mean, it is government-assisted suicide. Earlier this year, Trump launched the ambitious Golden Dome Initiative, a sweeping plan to build a national missile defense system capable of shielding America from modern threats, such as ballistic missiles, supposedly hypersonic weapons. I don't think it can provide defense against them. But now this is a cruise missile with unlimited range, and it is not only nuclear-powered, but it can be nuclear-equipped. So it'd be capable of striking anywhere on the globe from any direction. It could exploit satellite communications to update flight paths, evade interception, even receive new target information mid-flight. The ability to safely operate a nuclear-powered engine stems from technological breakthroughs achieved in the 1990s and the 2000s, when Russian scientists built successfully compact nuclear reactors. It paved the way not only for this missile, but also for other projects like the Poseidon underwater drone that they bragged about creating a massive radioactive tidal wave. So these horrific weapons that are being out there, this really is like Dr. Strangelove. I mean, you know, we've got a confluence of all these dystopian movies all at once, including Idiocracy.
It's just amazing that it's like, oh, yeah, previous weapons, you know, we shoot bullets at each other. Once nuclear weapons got involved, people started taking it into insane places. Yeah, we make a radioactive tidal wave. Well, here's our eternally circling nuclear warhead that's eternally looking for a target, just ready at the drop of a hat.
Yeah, that's right. And, you know, with all this happening, there is a new movie that just came out on Netflix, A House of Dynamite. And actually, we watched that yesterday. And, of course, it was about this very thing. Everybody, they see a missile that's coming, and they're not really sure where it's coming from. Is it coming from Russia or China or North Korea? But it's okay, because we got our anti-missile system. They send it up, and everybody's waiting with bated breath, and it misses. And it's like, and now it's too late for us to do anything about it, because now it's coming down and going really fast. And so what's going on with this? Said, well, you know, they've got a 60% chance of hitting. So the guy says, so basically you're telling me that we spent hundreds of billions of dollars on a coin toss for this thing? And so that's the that's done by Catherine Bigelow, who did Hurt Locker. And the Pentagon is freaked out and angry about this. It's a very damaging movie if you watch it. It's one of these types of movies that, as a boomer, I grew up watching Strangelove and these other things about what happens when this mutually assured destruction plan goes awry. And it is a very, very powerful movie. And so the Pentagon is on full alert trying to shut this down. Maybe they'll put a tariff on Hollywood for this. Who knows? But I think that it's something that people need to be aware of, the lunacy that is happening here. By the way, spoiler alert, the movie ends with a traffic jam of bureaucrats trying to get into Raven Rock. And, of course, there's a book, Raven Rock. They plan to save themselves and let the rest of us die. That's what we're looking at right here. Thank you for joining us. Have a good day. The Common Man. They created Common Core to dumb down our children. They created Common Pass to track and control us. Their Commons Project to make sure the commoners own nothing. And the communist future. They see the common man as simple, unsophisticated, ordinary. But each of us has worth and dignity created in the image of God. That is what we have in common. That is what they want to take away. Their most powerful weapons are isolation, deception, intimidation. They desire to know everything about us while they hide everything from us. It's time to turn that around and expose what they want to hide. Please share the information and links you'll find at thedavidknightshow.com. Thank you for listening. Thank you for sharing. If you can't support us financially, please keep us in your prayers. thedavidknightshow.com.
When it comes to acquiring precious metals, you have options. The question is, who should you trust? At Orion Metal Exchange, our clients get competitive pricing, best-in-class service, and transaction fees that are a fraction of what the other guys charge, helping you maximize gains in the current market. It's simple. Lower fees mean higher returns. With decades of experience, our experts understand market cycles, and our live pricing and cost transparency help you make the right decisions in real time. From retirement accounts to secure storage to insured home delivery, we handle it all. For gold, silver, platinum, or palladium,
Choose the firm built on value, experience, and trust. Orion Metal Exchange. For our latest precious metals forecast, go to orionreports.com or call 888-343-4738.
Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.